ready for two guys who can handle the truth.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
But we can. Dave Palumbo.
Chris Aceto.
RxMuscle.com presents Heavy Muscle Radio. Watch
out! Welcome to another episode of Heavy Muscle Radio. I'm Dave Palumbo, and I'm joined, as always, by Chris, the technician Aceto. It's June 6th, 2012. And the Aaron Singerman wedding weekend is officially over, Chris. Aaron and Dariel Singerman are now have tied the knot, and in the Jewish tradition, I guess that's for life.
Mazel tov.
Is that Mazel tov is right.
Yeah, congratulations, Aaron. What's his white new eyes name?
Dariel.
I already forgot.
Dariel,
good luck.
Well, you know, this is kind of cool because they're getting married now, and then in 2 months they're going to have a baby. So they got a lot of stuff. It's a really a quick affair. Everything's happening very, very rapidly. So there's a lot of assimilation and change that people have to accommodate to. But I will tell you this: the wedding was very nice. I really enjoyed it. It was very elegant. It was the food was good. It was a Sunday morning brunch wedding. So they had like. They had a couple different stations. It was like a buffet type of thing rather than them just serving you, which I like better because you can kind of go get the stuff you want and you can get as much as you want. And the funny thing was that the center, they had a dessert bar, and then in the middle they had like salmon, and they had like, you know, vegetables and salads, you know, of course, which is what I went after, you know, and then they had some chicken and some stuff and some other fish. And, you know, I didn't even know they had a third station that I never went to, which was an omelet station. They were actually making omelets because it was like a brunch, and I never even went over there. So I missed that totally, which just tells you how satisfied and satiated I was with the center buffet aisle, which is where they had the really good, as far as I was concerned, the really good food. So,
and who do you have a guest outside? Did he have people outside of the RX Muscle community?
Frank Sinatra was there singing, you know, Barbara Streisand did the national anthem, you know, they had the Lady Gaga
Chris
perform.
Angel? It's
Chris Angel made me disappear at one point, yeah. I will tell you this one thing before I give you the whole list of celebrities of who PJ Braun was there, Michael Popkin, my friend from kindergarten, who's there, the Big Sexy, Louis Uriel was there, Robert DiMaggio of Iron Mag Labs was there, Dan Solomon was there, Pro Bodybuilding Weekly radio. Yeah. I guess he got the Jew invitation. You know, that was the Jewish connection.
Oh, yeah.
But
people think I look like him, you know.
You know what? Someone asked me that. I swear to you, Michael Popkin, my friend from kindergarten who became friends with Aaron, was there. I said, was that Chris Aceto? And I said, where? And he was pointing over towards Dan. I said, that's Dan Solomon. He's like, he looks like Chris Aceto. I said,
I've had people come up to me, I'm dead serious, and say, hi, Dan. And then I told Dan that and asked Dan. Dan has had people come up to him and say, hi, Chris.
Really? I guess physique-wise, you guys are similar, and you kind of get the hairdo that's similar. Maybe from the side, you might have a profile that's a little similar. Not from the front, I don't think.
Yeah.
But
I think I'm better on the radio than him, though.
I think you are, too. I actually got a couple of compliments that people said that they really have liked your radio presence lately.
Oh, I'm glad. Really? That's exciting.
Yeah,
it puts me under pressure.
I might need a Valium, though.
So I don't blow it.
Yeah, I think Aaron was trembling when he heard that because, you know, no one gave him a compliment on.
Oh, Aaron. See, Aaron? I'm listening to your show, Aaron, and brushing up on your shtick.
That's right. You got Aaron Singerman's shtick down perfectly. Now, I'll tell you one mistake they made. The weekend was a very long weekend. It was Friday night was the bachelor party. But Aaron was not allowed to have a regular bachelor party. Now, originally, the bachelor party was supposed to be left up to my friend Mike Popkins doing. He was supposed to set the whole thing up, like the real, like the hangover bachelor party where you go out, you eat with the boys at the strip club, and you get drinks, and you get, lap dances, and the whole, I don't know what else he had planned. But Dariel put the kibosh on that.
Kibosh.
Because she's pregnant, yes. And she did not want us to... have a good time, I guess. So basically, we went to this very nice steakhouse, New York Prime. The whole weekend, we went to about three steakhouses, and every steakhouse.
Well, I wish I could have been there actually, because it sounded like a lot of fun. You know, and I miss a lot of good food and kibbutzin. What
kibitzin,
I miss?
Kibitzin.
I'm between you and David Honig. I'm starting to hone in on my Yiddish vernacular and
Dave Scooter Honig, who trains LL Cool J, called me the other day. Him and I have been on the phone a lot. I sent him some from some pre-product to give to. This is how crazy. He's as crazy as you and I are. He sent the kid to me to do a consultation. I did this nutrition consult with him, and I sent the kid back with a tub of protein and a bottle of Nitrolize, the stimulant one, for Dave to give to LL Cool J. You know, I said, give these to Scooter and to tell him he can have them. Sure. You know, I want him to try it out. Scooter gives it back to the kid who says, "Oh, tell Dave." And then he calls me up and thanks me for it. But he's like, I don't know if I want to use this, the stims. I don't know. He said, I don't know if I'm going to use this. I said, why don't you just give it to LL Cool J to use? He's like, I never thought about
that.
Yeah,
he'll love it.
I said, that's what I gave it to you for. I didn't give it to you for you, you dummy. I said, I gave it to you for to give it to LL Cool J. He's like, he's like, can you send me one of the non-stims for myself? I said, sure. So I sent him, I had to then resend him the stim one and the non-stim one. So now he's on Nitrolize, him and LL Cool J. So
tell him I like the stim one, the Nitrolize.
Yeah. We were talking, you know, he's funny. We got to get him on the radio. I got to get him like out to the TV show when you come out one time because he's.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a blast. We'd have a blast. We'd have to have a special 3-hour episode.
Yeah, he could talk forever, right?
Forever.
He's great. I didn't realize he's so old. He's in his, what is he, like 57 or something?
He's 57. He's in great shape. He's probably all like Just for Men and Botoxed out, but.
Oh, you think so? He's totally into all my modalities. I got him into he's into grounding. He sleeps grounded. He does he does black mica, you know, for
he's
optimization.
He's a health nut to the core. He is hardcore, you know, health nut. In every sense of the word, and when you see him, I tell him, "Scooty, you glow, man. You look like you have nothing to do with 57 years old."
He does all the crazy stuff. Matter of fact, he sent me to a website, which I'm really mad that he gave me the website's address to, because they have all kinds of crazy stuff on there that I would buy, you know, but I didn't really want to have to spend that kind of money, so I wish I didn't know about it. One of those sites, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you bastard. I said, don't send me to these sites where you know I'm going to spend $500 on. I said, keep me away from
him. He is the second cleanest eater in Long Island outside of Dave Palumbo.
Does he have fish tanks?
I don't know if he does it. He's probably too busy to have a fish tank, you know?
He might be. I got to get him into fish. I bet you he's so neurotic. He'd be a great saltwater fish tank.
Oh, he's so neurotic. He's so neurotic, dude. He's so...
Michael Popkin,
with a capital N.
Michael Popkin introduced me to this guy. I had a business meeting with him on Sunday night. He's like an accountant, he's like a CEO and some kind of a special CEO on call, it's called, or something like that. And he evaluates companies and stuff. But he's like totally into saltwater fish tanks, and he had a huge fish tank, and we were talking shop for like 2 hours before we even got to the meeting. He dives, and he was telling me about all the crazy stuff he encountered. Bull sharks and hammerhead sharks and, you know, all kinds of nutty shit. I said, the guys that scuba dive are probably the craziest people that you'll ever meet because they just take total risks. I mean, it's nutty under the water, you know. I don't know if you've ever done it.
No, I've never done it. I'm afraid to go under.
Yeah, I'll snorkel, you know. I'll snorkel on the surface. You can still see a lot of cool fish, but these guys, it's like an addiction. They keep wanting to go deeper and deeper and deeper.
Deeper and deeper. I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, because it's exploring, you know. It's like, you know, it's like space on Earth. You want to go out, you know, further and further.
The final frontier.
You want
frontier.
To go deeper and deeper.
Yeah, the final frontier is for sure. I also had lunch with Mike Zeltzer, who calls himself the Algebra Wizard. I don't know if you know Mike. He's been around for a long time. And I went to the Cheesecake Factory with him. I know he's listening, and I had a good time with him. Mike wasn't invited to Aaron's wedding. He was insulted. I was shocked that Aaron didn't invite him, actually. But I think Aaron, like I told you, Aaron had the limit, like six friends or something like that. And you know, once you invite this person, you got to invite that person. And once you invite that person, you got to invite this person. It mushrooms. I can completely relate to it. I don't think I could pick eight friends. Can you imagine if I had to pick eight friends?
Yeah, where do you stop?
I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, well, Chris Angel would be right on the top of the list from what I hear.
Well, speaking of Chris Angel, I had a very good time. I was out there Wednesday all day with him, and Thursday just in the morning with him because I had to leave because I had to get back because I had to go to Aaron's wedding. And we did a little nutritional consult with him. I took him down to his home gym in his house there, and we went over some exercises, which we're going to be doing a little bit more of. I went and saw his show because it was important that I see how physically exerting it is. You know, he has to do 2 hour-and-a-half shows, you know, 5 times a week. So he does 10 shows a week. So it's very exertional. So, you know, I have to make sure he's getting the right kind of caloric makeup. You know, the problem with Chris is he's like a really restrictive eater. He's one of these guys that doesn't like anything. He won't eat fish. He won't eat meat, red meat. He only eats chicken, and he can only eat it made a certain way. He won't eat avocados. He won't, you know, like there's like a million things he won't eat. So you got to be creative when you get down to that. But, you know, he's got some interesting stuff going on. He's doing something that I really have been talking about for quite a while. He kind of gets the whole internet thing, and he started his own internet TV station, which is really cool. You know, he's got this like I have a warehouse that's just like 5,000 square feet. He has like a 45,000 square foot warehouse that he does his, you know, all his fulfillment for all his, you know, merchandise he sells. But then he also has set up this huge studio. It's kind of like just a bigger version of what I have, you know, because he has more money to spend on it. And he started this TV show called Chris Angel Uncensored, and you can watch it on his website, and I think it actually is on YouTube too, but you can watch it live from his website. And he had Triple H on, he's had Carrot Top on, he's had Lance Burton, the other magician, on, and you know, he's got some cool shit going on. He's starting his own gong show. You remember the gong show, Chris?
Oh, it was one of my favorite shows. Who was the host? The host was a little crazy himself.
Chuck Barris. You remember, you know, I mentioned
they
gong.
They were thinking of having a gong for one of the pro shows if people don't show up in shape.
gong them.
We're just going to gong them off.
That's what you and I should do. We should have our own show. And, you know, if we get a gong. If we gong you, you don't even get to finish your routine. Right, that would be something new, right? It would be called the gong round or something like that, you know. You'd be gonging like people like Todd Jewell, and you'd be gonging,
yeah, only when he carves up wrong, otherwise he passes.
Okay. Yep. I mentioned the word gong show to Darielle, Aaron's new wife, and she didn't even know what I was talking about, so I guess I dated myself. Yeah, she's in her 20s, so she didn't know anything about it.
I date myself all the time. Yeah. You know, people say, what's that? You know, whatever.
I date myself. I'm a very cheap date. You know.
Well,
I get gong for that
date
one.
Date yourself in bodybuilding when you say, you know, so-and-so, and they're like, who's that? You know, people like in their 20s are like, who's that? And I said, just somebody who is, you know, crazy incredible in this day.
I'll date myself right now. Mike Quinn. Mighty Mike Quinn.
Yeah.
Mike Quinn is...
Brockton, Mass.
Mike Quinn is actually good friends with Mike Zeltzer. That was going to be I was trying to make the connection with them, because people are probably asking me, why am I talking about going to lunch with Mike Zeltzer at Cheesecake Factory? Well, him and I were talking, and Mike Quinn, who's a friend of his, is back in hardcore training in the area. I don't know if it's in the Boca area or just around that area someplace. And he's getting ready for the Masters Nationals. Masters Olympia, excuse me. The Masters Olympia. Which, by the way, they moved it back to South Beach. So,
yeah.
Chris, you got to see if you can. Place. Yeah, you got to try to get your place open that weekend.
Oh, for sure.
So, Mike Quinn will be doing the show, and I'm sure a lot of other people will be doing it as well.
Got to get him in the Iron Asylum.
I know. I asked Mike what he looked like. Yeah, he might be insane. I asked Mike what he's doing, and he said, you know, he looks like a huge truck driver right now. So I think we actually wait for him to get in a little bit better shape. But supposedly he's put a lot of size back on, you know.
How old is he now? He's got to be what? He's not too old.
He's almost 50. He's 50 something around there. I know Mike's been battling with the mental illness for many years. I know he's on medication for that and stuff like that. So I think he's also a diabetic. I think he told us last time. So he's got to, you know, watch his blood sugar. So, you know, it's a challenge, you know. He might do better now because he actually might be more structured. I don't know.
I was just going to say maybe he's toned down. I ran into him years ago in Florida, and he said he had some mental issues that when he was, you know, that he's had taken care of with some medication, and he had wished he had solved that when he was competing, he said, because it, you know, kind of like prevented him from reaching what he thought was his peak.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because a lot of people that do have like bipolar type situations, they tend to be so successful because of how manic they can get, but then they become destructive because they're so manic. So it's like a double-edged sword. And, you know,
some of the most successful people are manic.
Yeah. Supposedly, according to my high school history teacher, he said the only person in the history of the world that is only manic and was never depressed was Teddy Roosevelt. And I don't know if that's true or not, but he was a true manic, they said.
So he could get, because he didn't experience the depression segment of it, he could get everything done.
That's
or
right.
Anything done.
That's right.
Anything
that's why he's so successful. Yep. He was very successful. Now, Mike Quinn supposedly is cutting back on his meds, supposedly, in hopes that he can increase his intensity. I hope that doesn't screw him up, but we're going to get him on the show. He likes to talk about all this stuff anyway, so I'm not mentioning anything that he wouldn't talk about himself. Speaking of meds, psychotropic meds, do you know that every kid, and this is crazy, it's like every kid...
I sent you the link.
Well, I'm not even talking about that. You sent me a link about how all these kids now are getting prescriptions for Adderall, which is a stimulant, an amphetamine.
I said I'd love that. That was my... sounds great. Yeah. How's that?
You know, I've told people... You know, a couple people at the gym, they were mothers. They're like, do you know anything about this Adderall stuff? I want to get it for my kids so they can study better. I'm like, it's an amphetamine. Your kids are going to get addicted to it. And do you know that the one woman who asked me about it... I saw her, this is like 5 years later, and she told me that her son wound up having an Adderall addiction, which then progressed to crystal meth, all because of they got them the kid the Adderall prescription so he can study in school. It's very addictive. These people don't realize just because they're prescription drugs don't mean they're not dangerous, you know?
Yeah. You know, I saw the story. I sent it to you. You should read it.
More and more kids, they're getting legitimate prescriptions from their doctors, and their parents are endorsing this whole thing to put these kids on Adderall so that they can study better and take the SATs and then do better in school and so they can succeed. I mean, this is nuts. They're worried about it. They're giving kids Adderall like they're fucking M&Ms, but God forbid they find a kid who's taking a shot of testosterone
creatine.
A week.
Or, are you kidding? Creatine from football is 13 years old or something. In junior high, they'd say, that's it.
You're done, right?
You know, you're off the football team.
Right. But if the doctor writes the prescription, different story. But speaking, the real thing I wanted to talk about was in Boca Raton, you know, which is a very affluent area, you know, highly probably Jewish, I think. But I don't know if this has anything to do with it. All the kids are on growth hormone. Did you know that?
Then you're kidding. Why?
My friend Michael Popkin, his kid is not, but his kid's pretty tall. But he told me all the kids' friends are on growth hormone, legitimate prescriptions for growth hormone because they want the kids to grow bigger. Can you freaking believe it?
You mean taller or just bigger?
Taller. The kids want to be big. You know, there's a lot of kids that are small in school. You know those kids. Now, it used to be if you were a dwarf, they gave you a growth hormone. Now, if you're a half an inch shorter than what you should be, they got you immediately. They're pumping you full of growth hormone. All these kids have prescriptions for GH. Can you freaking believe it?
Unreal. And how's that fly with the whoever regulates it, FDA or blah blah blah?
I guess
they're
fine. The doctor wrote a prescription, but isn't that considered cheating? I mean, if a kid, think about this, let's say a kid is at the top elite level in high school, and they tested him for anabolic steroids, and it came back positive, he would be probably disqualified from competition. I don't even know if they can test high school kids, but. If the kid's got a GH prescription from the doctor, I mean, because they're claiming he's got a growth deficiency, I mean, this is a really a very fuzzy line, wouldn't you say, in the sand?
It's not even fuzzy. It's just it's black and white. You know, fuzzy is you have to think about it. Black and white is you don't. It is what it is. If the kid's doing basketball, it's cheating. To some degree, you know what I mean?
Here's a question.
Because you know if the guy was doing wrestling, they would consider cheating.
Yeah. And let me ask you a question. If your kid, you have kids, were under-heighted, so in other words, they were very short, and they came home and said, Dad, I'm getting picked on because I'm so short, would you consider, you know, getting a prescription for your kids for growth hormone?
No. Please, no. I had, my son had the world's most crooked legs when he was born, and the doctor said, we can break those. And I said, oh my God, get real. They straightened out on their own, so there you go.
Yeah, my dad has a great story he likes to tell. When I was a kid, they put braces on my legs to try to straighten my legs. And I guess like they were like these crazy looking braces, and I have to wear them at night. And my dad said I would scream and cry, and you know, I guess I don't know how I did it. He loves to tell the story. I somehow wriggled them off my legs, you know, using my crazy, I guess, methods of escape that I learned from Chris Angel.
You were like an early. You were probably, you know, doing more. It was part of your escape routine, a la Chris Angel.
Yeah.
4 years old.
Using my great skills of
magician.
Of
escape artist. Harry Houdini type.
contortionism. That's the word I'm looking for. And I got out of him. And when my dad came into the bedroom, and because I had stopped screaming, he saw the braces like in the crib, and I had gotten out of him, and my legs were all bloodied, I guess, because the way I got out of him. And he's like, no braces for my son. He's not wearing them anymore. So look how fucked up I
came
out.
That's a great story, yeah.
And my legs were huge, so I guess it was all right.
Yeah, they'd probably your legs would probably pretty screwed up if you used the braces all that time.
Exactly. So, you know, look, everyone's different. But yeah, it's crazy. I mean, now kids with you know, they say they don't want performance enhancement, you know, and they preach about how terrible it is that we don't want the kids to use these drugs, sending the wrong message. But you know what the message is? The message is go to your fucking pediatrician and have him write you a freaking prescription for growth hormone, for Adderall, you know, anything.
Well, the Adderall thing is performance enhancing.
Of course it is. Cheating. How come about the kids who don't use Adderall? How come they're at a disadvantage?
I know it.
We got to fucking drug test kids now for freaking Adderall and for stimulants.
I was quite intrigued by it, though, the article, because...
Would you put your kids on Adderall? Kids,
no, I wouldn't, but I would like to give it a try to see if I could be smarter.
It's not going to make you... It's, you know what? Why don't you just go smoke up some crystal meth? It'll give you the same freaking high. It's a lot cheaper, too, I think. Smoke up some crystal meth and you'll be... You know what I used to do? When I was a runner in college, Chris, I used to go to school 180 miles away from my house. So I would have to drive home on vacations. And I used to starve myself because I wanted to be small for running. And I was always exhausted, tired, because I was running like 10, 12 miles a day. So when I would drive home, I would fall asleep at the wheel. Or almost fall asleep, but I never fell asleep at the wheel, luckily. So I used to take these, my crazy lawyer friend had narcolepsy, so he used to give me these little pills. They weren't Adderalls, they were some kind of like crazy methamphetamine. It was like, they were like a 12-hour pill. And I would take them just so I wouldn't fall asleep at the wheel. And I'm telling you, I felt great. There's no speed effect. You just don't feel tired, you know what I mean? And you feel mentally focused. And I could see the addiction to it, you know, and why you would want to take them. But yeah, you get into that whole speed thing, that's a very, very dangerous path to go down.
Yeah, well, that's based on the article, that's a lot of people are taking the path.
Any bodybuilders who would even consider using these are absolutely moronic, because number one, they kill your appetite. They completely get rid of your appetite, so you're going to miss meals invariably. And stimulants are like the worst thing for, like, you know, bodybuilding purposes, because they do the opposite. They stress the body out because you don't sleep enough.
Yeah.
And so don't even, guys, if we're making it sound glamorous, don't even give it a shot. Because I know bodybuilders love to abuse anything that they can get their hands on.
Yeah, of course.
I used to have this crazy friend, and I'm not going to mention any names. He would abuse anything. Like, if he got an antidepressant, he would take it. If he would get samples of, like, some kind of, like, antipsychotic med, he would take it. Like, he just liked to pop pills. He didn't even care what they did. You know? It's crazy. It's a crazy motherfucker. You know what? Chris, let's take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about some of your new clients. I want to talk about the Junior Nationals, which is coming up this coming weekend. And I want to give you a little people like our nutrition tips. I want to talk about the new, well, it's not really new, but the new, so-so new, sports nutrition drink of the new age. It's pretty natural, and I think it might be something that guys are interested in. So we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
This is Heavy Muscle Radio, only on RxMuscle.com. Myotropics Physique Nutrition is the most exciting supplement company to come along in decades. That's because Myotropics isn't just another company. It's the brainchild of iconic metabolic expert Dr. Scott Connolly, the inventor of the original body recomposition product that changed the industry and allowed millions of people to get in the best shape of their life. And CEO Vince Andrich, author of the groundbreaking Physique Athlete Guide. Myotropics' flagship product, Physique 2.0, contains their exclusive MetaFX Amino CD protein compound that maximizes whole body protein economy, your personal linchpin for gaining and retaining the most muscle while also shedding maximum body fat. Plus, Physique 2.0 contains the world's first legitimate fat-burning carbohydrate, MetaFX FAO-CHO, for full hard muscle and increased fat burn. If you live to develop the ultimate physique, go with Myotropics, real people that live to develop physique nutrition. Go to Myotropics.com. It's your body. It's your art. Master it. Myotropics.com.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power. Increase reps. Improve muscular endurance. Dramatically reduce recovery times and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.com.
Tad the Diet Coach, contest prep guru for bodybuilding, bikini, physique, and figure. Go to tadthedietcoach.com, an expert on nutrition and exercise science with over 20 years experience in fitness and bodybuilding. Tad the Diet Coach offers a complete scientific and individually focused contest prep or a full off-season plan that is custom tailored for your own unique needs. This kind of diet coaching is a premium coaching service that includes weekly conference calls, individually based diet and supplement plans, specific cardio and workout schedules, and constant contact during the contest prep or off-season process. Tad the Diet Coach, author of the Diet Recipe Cookbook, and also the creator of the Coach's Choice Whey Protein Isolate, which is the absolute best-tasting premier isolate on the market. Tad the Diet Coach will get you to the next level. Go now to tadthedietcoach.com or send an email to info@tadthedietcoach.com.
Out on the edge of fitness and endurance, there's a line. It's where winners and losers are defined. That's the narrow place where Gamma O gives the serious competitor the extra step. That extra kick nobody knew was there. Gamma O raises your testosterone level naturally and legally. So before you step up to the line one more time, be prepared to bring it with Gamma O, the all-natural testosterone booster. Gamma O is available nationwide at General Nutrition Centers or on the web at GammaO.com.
P28 High Protein Bread is the official bread of RX Muscle. Are you looking to incorporate more protein into your meals or just want to enjoy bread again? Then look no further. Try the 100% natural P28 High Protein Bread. P28 High Protein Bread is a formulated revolutionary breakthrough product. Packed with whey protein isolate, 14 grams of protein per slice, 12 grams of carbs, 8 essential amino acids, and made with 100% whole wheat. Fear bread no more. Build a better body with P28. Order today at High Protein Bread. P28 is also now available at bodybuilding.com and many other retailers. Order now. HighProteinBread.com. P28 Bread. RX Muscle approved.
So are you from Australia, paying far too much for supplements with the inflating whey and amino prices? Why not check out the all-new RX Muscle Australia for the latest Australian and worldwide content and coverage. While you're there, check out Bulk Nutrient Supplement Store, the official supplement store for RX Muscle Australia. You can visit Bulk Nutrients at bulknutrients.com.au, your one-stop shop. And also check out the all-new rxmuscle.com.au. RX Muscle Australia, the truth in Australia. In bodybuilding.
RXMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RXMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RXMuscle.com.
Heavy Muscle Radio.
Welcome back to Heavy Muscle Radio. I'm Dave Palumbo here with Chris, the Technician Aceto. And Chris, we have the NPC Junior Nationals coming up this coming weekend in Chicago, Illinois, as it always is. Pam Betts will be promoting that show as she always does. I suspect, although I haven't heard an official count, I suspect the numbers are very, very high. I would even venture to say at the 500 mark.
Send me a picture of the freak that you're working with, the Italian Stallion.
Yeah, you know, I don't like to usually, you know, make predictions or anything like that with as far as these national shows go. But Anthony Pasquale is an absolute freak. I mean, you saw him at the Arnold; he was enormous. He was like 270, but he's going to get down to heavyweight. And the kid is very impressive. I'm not easily impressed, and I'm telling you, he's going to do some damage. You know, he's going to be a dangerous guy at this Junior Nationals. He'll be in the heavyweight class. He's sliced beyond diced. You know, his glutes.
And what's the weight cut off?
225. So he'll be right at the
mark. Send me a picture so I can see what he looks like, because he was crazy wide, thick, and he's like Matarazzo.
Yes, he's another one of those Boston guys. Yeah, he's another one of those Boston.
Is he from Boston?
Yeah. He's a new, he totally has the New England look, right? Isn't that those New England guys? They all have the crazy freaky legs. And they get
freaky legs,
dense muscle.
Dense. I knew you were going to say that. Dense.
He's like a Evan Santapani with better legs, I think, you know. But
no.
Evan's got some freaky muscle, though. But this kid's good, I'm telling you. I think he's going to do some damage. Are you going to be down? You're not going to be at juniors, are you?
No, I don't even. We're at Chicago, right? It's in Chicago.
Yeah, it's at the Hyatt Regency.
I'm saving the Chicago. Yeah, I need Adderall.
You do.
I am saving the Chicago trip for July when I'm going to be there with Aaron.
Oh, that's right. You're covering Tim Gardner show.
Yes.
The Wings of Strength show. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a little Derek Farnsworth in the show.
Yeah, there we go. That'll be fun. Well, the juniors will be held this Friday, the June 15th, and Saturday, June 16th. On Friday, they're going to have Fabulous Female Friday. All the women, thank God, get them all done. Fitness, women's bodybuilding, figure, bikini, women's physique, all out of the way. Then on Saturday morning will be men's bodybuilding and men's physique, and then Saturday night will be the finals. We'll be everyone. And I suspect we're going to get some new champions. Last year's champion, what was his name? Kevin Jordan, I believe, won.
Oh, yeah, he was excellent.
He was good, one of Chad's guys. He looked great. And then this year we might have another great champion. I hope it's, Anthony Pasquale. Now, we're going to have a little, later on the show, I have PJ Braun coming on to talk about the Aaron Singerman wedding because he had some funny stuff happen to him. His pants split open. He was walking around with his butt hanging out all day. He sang a love song to Aaron. I'm sure all this is on video someplace. I just took the day off. I wasn't videotaping anything. And PJ was supposed to do the Junior Nationals, and he decided not to. He's passing on the juniors. He's doing the USA Championship. So he would have been up there, too, probably, had he been in the show. And so we won't see him. We'll find out what he's got to say a little later in the show. Also, this weekend, they're going to be giving out some pro cards, Chris, which is exciting, in the women's physique division, men's physique, bikini, fitness. You know, the thing that intrigues me is that they don't give out any pro cards at these junior shows for bodybuilding. I don't know why. They give every other division out. Why do you think it is that they do not give out the cards there?
You know, if they gave out what they could do, I don't know, but what they could do is just hand out a pro card to the men's overall winner. And I bet there'd be a lot of people competing in the juniors.
Damn right there would be.
With the idea of, okay, not only do I get the prestige of winning the juniors, but I get a pro card.
Yeah, I mean,
You don't have to give out the classes. Even if they do this, you know what? One of the good things they do in Canada, they do a lot of screwed up things in Canada too, but they have the right to say, you know what? We have the ability to give out a pro card here, but if we don't think you're really going to be competitive as a pro, or you're not really anything special, we're not going to give it out. So that might be an idea, is the Junior Nationals overall winner could be picked as a pro at that show, and, you know, just hand it over to Mannion or whoever, Weinberger. They'd know, okay, you know what, you're going to get smoked, and we're not going to give it out. But if they think, like, you know, a Phil Heath who won it,
sure,
you know, you're ready, why not give it to him? That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
I bet you get another 50 guys in the show.
You're damn right you would. You'd probably even get more than that. And you know you would get a lot more in the Junior USA, too, if you gave out a pro card. So
yeah, it's a good idea, you know, because a lot of these guys who win the juniors, you know, maybe on that day they're ready. You know, sometimes they blow their load early and they get ready for the USA later in the year or the Nationals, and they don't come in because they peaked already, you know, like they did at the juniors, but it's something to think about.
I'm 100% on board with that with you, and I think that it would be a much better idea if they gave away. But you know what? The sport is constantly evolving, and they've changed. They have made changes. Sometimes they've taken some of the advice that we've given and actually utilized it. So it's something to think about. I think it's, you know, the way the sport is evolving, they're giving so many pro cards at the USA. Every weight class gets one now at the USA. Why not give, like you said, one at the Junior Nationals? Or maybe two at the Junior Nationals, one at the Junior USA, just so you can keep the Junior Nationals like a slightly better
show. I'm telling you, they have planned like an overall winner at the juniors. This show would be stacked with people like, okay, that's my chance. You know, you'd get guys who think, I'm going to be in the running in the top five in the supers at the USA, or, you know, maybe, you know, some people who might not think that they could win their class at the USA, but be right up there, they'd jump in.
I agree. I agree. So it's going to be an interesting weekend. Aaron is actually, I thought Aaron was going to take a honeymoon. Aaron's actually coming out with Darielle to the Junior Nationals to help us with the coverage. And I guess that's where they met last year. So that's their 1 year anniversary type of thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I said Aaron.
Has some significance.
I guess. Yeah. But he's going to work, obviously. But, you know, it's weird. I don't know. I when I got married, I didn't really take a honeymoon either. I took a honeymoon like 6 months later because I wanted to wait till some downtime occurred. And I guess, you know, this is the heart of our season. You know, the reason why I think Aaron and Darielle decided to get married now is because they're having the baby in 2 months. So they wanted to get married before they had the kid. And I understand that. So, yeah. You know, they could always take I guess the honeymoon would probably be better after she gave birth, I would think, right? In the winter when it's.
Once things are all said and done, so to speak.
So that's that. And let's see what else is going on. Anything on your end? You're working with Jose Raymond now, I hear.
Yeah, I'm going to take over the whole MD crew. I got Victor and now Jose and anyone else under contract with MD. Maybe I'll steal them over so I can.
You got Sean Roden too, huh?
Sean Roden. He's doing a show, Dallas. And
what's Jose doing?
Jose's getting ready for the Olympia. Jose is... I may have to give if Jose's not at his all-time best, I pledge to no longer go by the title the technician.
Really? You're going to give up the title, huh?
I'm going to give it up.
So you must have a faith that Jose is going to listen to what you tell him to do religiously.
Yeah, I do. He's got that Boston mentality, you know what I mean? Yeah. If you say jump, you know, he would say
how high?
Okay, but not only how high, do you want me to come down on the right foot or the left foot?
Do you think that was Jose upset with the fact that he kind of blew an opportunity to beat Kevin English at that New York Pro?
We haven't talked in detail about it, but he is, you know, because he realizes that he was not at his best and an opportunity did pass. You know, Jose, he doesn't talk bad about anyone, and I think he was more frustrated that he didn't look like he was capable of looking for that show.
There was no reason for him to be bad. He got what he deserved, really, is what the universe
did. He did. And he told me, he wasn't sure why, you know, because he the way he did for the Olympia, which he looked good last year. And I told him, I said, you know what, just because something worked for one show doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for another. You know, sometimes I drive down to New York 95 the whole way, and sometimes I take...
No, that's
you know what I mean? Depends on the traffic, what my GPS says. Yeah. So, getting ready for the show, you can't necessarily use or rely on what may have worked, you know, for you at some point in time where you are, quote, at your all-time best.
Right. Now, are you going to be using wet or dry carbs with Sean Roden when he carbs up for the Dallas Europa show?
That was what we were told his you know, snafu in his prep was is the timing of the carb up.
Gotcha. So you'll be fixing that, I assume.
I don't know what he's going to use for his carb up. I may just use the Todd Jewell carb up, which has worked for Cedric, and it worked for Masoom Butt, and it worked for Correa and, you know, Troy, but it backfired for a couple people.
You know, it's just not to diverge too much from the subject we're talking about, because I'm sure this is a bodybuilding show after all, but I got to just tell you the story. But I know you get a kick out of my dad. I took him out to eat last week, and we went out to dinner. We went to the diner by his house, and as we're walking into the diner, he's like, you know, I don't know if you know, but you know, you were baptized. I said, because we were talking about Jewish, like whether you're Jewish or whether I'm Jewish because my mom was Jewish or I'm Italian because I have an Italian last name.
No, you're automatically Jewish because your mother's Jewish, right?
He's like, well, you know, you were baptized. I said, Dad, you're not even religious. Why would I be baptized? You never told me I was baptized. He said, yeah, we baptized you. I don't know. My father was all happy that we baptized. I said, you're anti-religion, though. You told me that I wasn't anything. That it was up to me. I'm like really taken back. Not that I care. I said, matter of fact, when I got married the first time, we couldn't have a priest marry us because they told me I wasn't baptized, and I had to have a deacon marry me. He's like,
oh, you're baptized.
Funny. He goes, I remember my father was he was mumbling words, blah, 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 because he didn't know the prayer. I said, Dad, wait a second. This sounds like a story you told me about the fact that when your dad would go to like church. ceremonies when he would have to go for like people's, you know, things, and he would mumble the words to the prayers because he didn't know them. He'd be like, blah, 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 blah. Uh-huh. He's like, maybe that's what I'm confusing this story. So it turns out after I grilled him, I said, wouldn't there be a baptismal certificate if I was baptized that would be somewhere with all my records?
Yeah.
I was never baptized. My dad's losing his freaking mind. So I it's
so
like
you, so there you go.
I almost thought he was gonna tell me I was adopted. That was the next thing I thought he was gonna come out of his mouth, you know?
Legally, by default, then you're still Jewish because your mom's Jewish.
I was at this Jewish wedding. Obviously, Aaron's whole crew is Jewish there, and they told me it's not even a question. You're 100% Jewish. They told me, and the Hasidic rabbis there that they had there, they
confirmed. We don't care. Yeah. You may have the certificate and everything else, but it doesn't matter.
That's right.
You're one of us.
I'm one of you. I'm one of them. You know, for the Jewish religion, when you get married, you got to sign it like this kind of a, it's like a contract. I forget what it's called. I forgot the name 15 times already. You got to sign this contract. Like, so we were, all the guys were in the room, and he had this Hasidic rabbi who married them, and he had like two little helpers there that were in Hasidics in training, you know, as the witnesses. And he had to write this thing out in like Aramaic, you know. They don't even use Latin or Hebrew. They use Aramaic, you know, the language of Christ.
I was just going to say that's the language of Christ. See, I wanted to throw that in and make people feel impressed, but you just trumped me.
Threw it in. So I said, I asked the rabbi, I said, you're actually writing, you know Aramaic? He's like, no, not really. I'm copying it, you know. They copy and they put Aaron's name and Dariel's name in there. And what it is it's an old, I guess it's a religious ritual where Aaron has to assure, it's like a contract, like to assure Dariel that he will provide for her, that he will, you know, give her 10 sheep or whatever it was back in the day you had to give him when you got married, you know, and that, you know, he'll be there for her. And it's like a guarantee that she gets as the woman, you know, to protect them. The Jewish religion, they're very protective of their women. You know, the women are held sacred. You know, that's why if your mother's Jewish, you're Jewish. It's everything's traced through the matriarch of the family rather than the patriarch. So I thought that was pretty cool. It was like kind of like very traditional. I don't think Aaron knew what he was doing. I said, Aaron, you know you're signing your life away right now. And I did go on record. I want to tell you, I did go on record when we were, all the guys were sitting around alone waiting before all this stuff went on. I said, I'm going on record as filing a protest here. I'm saying, Aaron, I don't think this is a good idea. Now, I did that just so that if anything ever does go wrong, they could say, that Dave, he was a freaking genius. He knew.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I love Dariel, I love Aaron, and I wish them the best. I had a very good time at the wedding. I want to thank them for inviting me, and really, it was a very, very wonderful, beautiful wedding. And the only part that kind of freaked me out a little bit was when PJ was singing his love song to Aaron. I kind of got a little queasy on that one, but I'm going to ask him about that a little later in the show.
What, did he write the words himself?
No, he was singing, I forget the song he was singing. I'll have to ask him. PJ has like a photographic memory. He remembers everything. I don't remember anything because I don't think I listen. I don't think I pay attention enough because, you know, the things that I actually like and I enjoy, I know very well. But the things that I'm kind of just casually introduced to, I really don't remember.
You hit the delete button. You filter because, you can't let all that stuff in your head. It's just too much.
You go to the recycle bin, yeah. Go to the recycle bin. Now, I want to mention one thing because everyone likes our health tips. I read a great article about coconut water. Now, I do drink a little bit of it. Coconut water is like the new sports drink now. It's like replacing like Gatorade. I don't know if you've seen this.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, coconut water. See, coconut milk is what they take the pulp. They actually take the coconut, you know, itself, and they grind it up, and that's coconut milk. But coconut water is the liquid that's inside the coconut. If you ever crack, I used to be into cracking coconuts when I was a kid with my grandfather. We'd hammer like holes in them, and we'd pour the coconut water into a glass, and then we'd drink it and everything. And I just was always into that. It was fascinating.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I know coconuts are rich in short chain fatty acids, which I guess you can correct me. They have less chance to be stored as body fat than many other fats.
They're short and medium chain fats, which, you know, get used very quickly. But the coconut water really doesn't have much of that in it. It's mostly carbohydrates and electrolytes, which is great. Mm-hmm. My question, Chris, is, and I don't really know the answer to this, is they're putting out massive amounts of this coconut water now. Massive amounts. Matter of fact, VPX has a drink, Coco Light or something it's called, which is made exclusively from coconut water. Where the hell are they getting so many coconuts to get all this coconut water from, Chris?
probably from in front of my condo in Miami Beach. I see him chopping down the coconuts all the time.
Chris, how much, you get maybe 6 ounces of liquid out of a good coconut, right? Out of a big one, maybe you get 8 or 12 ounces. You know how many freaking coconuts you'd have to open up? And how the hell do they do it? How do they collect all the liquid? Wouldn't you love to know that?
There must be some one coconut factory somewhere where everyone's getting it from.
Takes me probably 20 minutes to open the coconut. They probably have some massive machines, but that's a lot of coconut water that they are obviously getting.
Is there coconuts in Cocoa Puffs? I used to eat Cocoa Puffs when I was little. My kids like it. It's a lot of sugar.
Yeah, I loved Cocoa Puffs. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
You are dating yourself now. Do they still have that commercial? I don't know.
Who knows? I doubt it. You have kids. They watch TV, don't they?
They must. I don't know. But I think they toned down the cereal commercials. They're not as crazy.
Yeah. Well, Scott Connolly has an idea for a healthy kid cereal. I told him to come out with it already. I don't know what he's waiting for on it, but it's almost like no sugar cereal, and it's very healthy. It's high in protein. It's great. I mean, a great idea because kids love. I like cereal. I just I wouldn't eat it now because it's all sugar. So I think it's a great idea if Connolly came out with something like that, and he's just the guy to do it. So a lot went on this weekend, Chris. The Aaron wedding. I was in. It was a Chris Angel. You picked up a couple new clients. We got the Junior Nationals coming up this weekend. We got PJ Braun calling in a little later. I think Aaron doesn't want to feel left out, even though he's supposedly on his honeymoon or mini honeymoon. He's going to call in, I think, for a couple minutes and just talk about the wedding
He's going to tell Dario I got to.
Yeah.
Right?
So, I'm sure.
No choice.
Sure. All right, Chris, we're going to take a commercial break. When I come back, Aaron Chewbacca-Singerman will be on the line, and then PJ Braun a little later in the show. And Chris, I'll be out at the Junior Nationals this weekend, and then I guess, what is it going to be? Another, you're going to be with us at the Hartford Europa at the end of the month.
Yeah.
We'll have Bros versus Pros 11, and that's going to be at the Derek Poundstone Personal Training Gym, or it's actually Poundstone Performance Gym. It's going to be the rematch between Derek Poundstone and Mark Lurch, Bro versus Pro, $2,000 on the line, plus the women's competition, $1,000. We have a lot of pro women. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to have them on the show probably next week to talk a little bit more about that. For now, though, we're going to a commercial. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
This is Heavy Muscle Radio, only on RxMuscle.com.
Myotropics Physique Nutrition is the most exciting supplement company to come along in decades. That's because Myotropics isn't just another company. It's the brainchild of iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Connolly, the inventor of the original body recomposition product that changed the industry and allowed millions of people to get in the best shape of their life. And CEO Vince Andrich, author of the groundbreaking Physique Athlete Guide. Myotropics' flagship product, Physique 2.0, contains their exclusive Meta Effects Amino CD protein compound that maximizes whole body protein economy, your personal linchpin for gaining and retaining the most muscle while also shedding maximum body fat. Plus, Physique 2.0 contains the world's first legitimate fat-burning carbohydrate, Meta Effects FAO-CHO, for full hard muscle and increased fat burn. If you live to develop the ultimate physique, go with Myotropics, real people that live to develop physique nutrition. Go to Myotropics.com. It's your body. It's your art. Master it. Myotropics.com.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling pro-anabolics. Methadrol Extreme, Super DMZ RX, Cytostain RX, and E-Control RX with 6OXO. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Paying inflated prices for products which are full of hype and fillers? At Bulk Nutrients, you get the purest products available direct from our factory.
There are no middlemen, contractors, distributors, or shop fronts. Bulk Nutrient stocks protein, carbs, aminos, pre-workout recovery, encapsulated products, fat burners, test boosters, and so much more. Bulk Nutrients is 100% Australian-owned and operated, and will give you higher quality and better prices guaranteed. So visit bulknutrients.com.au. It's your one-stop shop.
Who are the Iron Sirens? The heroes. Susie Curry. Adela Garcia. Jenny Lynn. Crystal Richardson. Who are the Dark Divas? Gina Aliotti as Diva X. Jen Gates as Shade. Liza Kamstra as Black Lotus. Sonia Gonzalez as Raptress. And their story is told only in Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens is a one-of-a-kind limited edition comic book series and is the brainchild of J.M. Mannion. Order your copy of Iron Sirens today before they're gone. Visit IronSirensComics.com. That's IronSirensComics.com to get your copy of Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens. Iron
Sirens. Are you looking for some of the most groundbreaking, highest quality nutritional supplements on the market? Then look no further than BioFlex Nutrition. 100% Australian-owned and direct from the manufacturer. You'll get some of the most pure and affordable supplements offered today. Better yet, with no proprietary blends or fillers, and by including only the best ingredients, we proudly bring to the market Australia's purest range of supplements. Find us online at bioflexnutrition.com.au. BioFlex Nutrition, Australia's purest supplements. That's BioFlex, ready to go.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Heavy Muscle Radio.
Welcome back to Heavy Muscle Radio. I'm Dave Palumbo on the line now with the newly married Aaron Jubaka Singerman, calling in from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And how does it feel to be married?
It feels no different, Dave, other than the fact that I have a very uncomfortable ring on one of my fingers.
Now, you is she making you keep that ring on all the time, 24/7?
You know, I took it off a little while last night when we got back to the hotel room, and she was not too happy with that.
Wow,
but,
really?
But, yeah, today she said to please try to wear it as much as I can, and hopefully I'll get used to it. It's I've never worn a ring before in my life. You like jewelry. I'm not a jewelry guy.
I don't like rings. I never wore my wedding ring when I was married.
It's very uncomfortable, and I find that... And it's, at first I was telling her, and it still is, it kind of cuts off circulation a little bit, so maybe I just need a bigger one. I don't know. I'm not liking the ring thing too much.
Interesting. Now, you know, it's funny because, I didn't wear my ring, but you know what? I realized I never really liked the way the ring looked. And I think that if I would have gotten a better, cooler ring, I might have worn it. Maybe we have to go ring shopping for you, Aaron, and pick out like something cool, you know?
I'd be down to do that. I mean, my ring is not bad. So it's like a titanium band.
Oh, it is. I didn't look at it. I actually didn't see it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's not like cool. I mean, it's not like you'd be like, wow, that's a cool ring, but it's not bad at all.
I've seen tungsten ones, which I thought were cool. I bet you if we have someone who's listening to the show who's a jeweler who can design a Jubaka wedding band for you.
Yeah, but say Jubaka on it. Don't think I'm going to wear that.
No, yet, but okay. I'm saying, in other words, a unique wedding band that would be something cool that if you wore it would be like something to talk about. I bet you'd wear it.
Yeah. I mean, Mike Popkin, your buddy, has
he's got a
pretty cool ring.
Yeah, he does.
But he's got big, like, stumpy kind of sausage fingers, and mine are long piano player fingers. So
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I could handle a ring that big. This is very thick.
Yeah, I know. Does he wear it, though? I don't even know if he wears it all the time, other than when he goes out to parties and stuff.
His wife says he wears it all the time, but I don't know. He told me he didn't. His wife says he wears it all the time.
Well, he only wears it around town.
He's got a bunch of them. She says he has a collection, so he can wear them for... every different occasion. So I don't know who's telling the truth, but he said he barely wears it.
I'm sure he doesn't wear it when he goes and works out. I know that for a fact. And He probably only wears it when she's around. You know, he probably puts it in his pocket or something like that. But it's an uncomfortable thing. Women like to wear the engagement ring and the wedding band. That's why they wear it. It's not that they're so proud that they're married. I think it's just that it's like a status symbol for them.
Thing. Yeah, it's a strong thing.
And for guys, it's a pain in the ass.
I don't think it's like that. I don't think they're like the best. I think you're right.
They're all like that, Aaron. They love to flaunt it in the air. Look at my engagement ring.
I think this is the thing. I think you've been with a lot of bad women because I don't think you've been with one that's really good. Or else you'd be married to her.
No. You know, let me tell you something.
All your opinions on women are based off of... bad models.
No, look, my first wife was great. I was the jerk off. I wasn't ready to be married, but she liked it too. It was a status symbol. They like to have the ring. I don't care what they say to you. You could think they're the most down to earth people. All she's got to do is wear the ring, and one girl in public is going to come up to her and say, "What a beautiful ring!" And her eyes are going to fucking light up like.
She does like to get compliments on it. I'll tell you that much.
I told you. Telling you, trust me, they downplay it because Darielle's very like earthy. You know, she tries to pretend like she's nothing. You know, she's not into superficial, you know, material things. But they all love the ring.
She really isn't.
They love the ring, Aaron. Trust me, I'm telling you.
All right. I know you were the one who advised me to get a bigger one. I've gotten so many comments on how much people love this ring, but you were the one who told me to try to wait and save up instead of what I ended up doing was just getting the nicest thing I could possibly afford. Right. You actually suggested I wait and try to get something bigger. Obviously, if I would have waited, things would probably have slowed down this whole process.
Possibly. Now, sometimes they like to trade up, though, so don't be surprised if in like 2 years from now, like when you guys are making good money, she's going to be like, "Can I get the upgrade?" You know, that's what they hit you with. Can I get the upgrade? You know, one of her friends gets a nice ring she likes, and she's like, let's upgrade this." You know, that'll be my birthday present. You know,
if she does, I will be so shocked. And the first thing I will do is call you. We can do it on the radio. I'll say, "Dave Flumbo, you were right."
Let me tell you something. She's going to be living with you in Boca, hanging around Mike Popkin's wife, who's the queen. And Dan Solomon's wife, who's another queen bee there. And little by little, they're going to brainwash her. And they're going to be like, "You got to ask him for the upgrade. Aaron's doing well now. Get the upgrade." You know, and they're going to take her shopping. And she's going to be like, "Aaron, I saw this ring. It's unbelievable. Oh, my God. And it's such a good deal." And Dan's wife said that she knows the person there and we can get a good deal on it. And that's what I want for my birthday. And then you're going to be like, all right.
I can tell you. All right. I did, just like that. Oh,
okay. Okay.
Oh, no, y'all want to resign.
Okay.
I went house shopping today. I got caught in to do it, but I didn't really want to do it today. You know,
well, you need a place to live in Boca, correct?
Yeah, we need a place to live because we're moving here soon, in a month and a half. We don't want to get it too close to the baby coming, which will be September 7th. But that's the due date. So,
oh, boy.
You know, she wants to, I want, obviously, she's not going to do any moving herself, but, like, she is a very organized person. Mm. She does, like, she's good with packing and stuff. Whereas I am a very disorganized person, and I'm not good with packing
because
or anything.
People
like
don't
that.
Understand, even if you pay movers, you still got to pack everything up for the movers.
It's a lot of work. And now she's not really working right now, so she has time do the organization stuff, pack the boxes, and do the planning. So today we looked at houses, and I got to tell you, the difference in prices in Boca and Tampa is tremendous. For $2,400 in Tampa, I could get a house twice as nice as yours, and you have a very, very nice house.
I believe it.
And in Boca, $2,400 a month gets you a very nice, decent house that you would come to and be like, this is a very nice starter house for you guys.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so...
You need the backyard for the dog too. So
yeah, there has to be a backyard, an enclosed backyard, because I am not. I don't think anybody. I don't think people realize, and you definitely do realize, because you don't have to do this. Walking a dog 3 or 4 times a day, a big dog like mine, that's a job in and of itself.
That's why I don't have a dog, a big dog, because I can't walk it. I don't want to.
Yeah, you have to walk it. If you don't have a big backyard that's fenced in, and I still will walk them, and Darryl will walk them. But it's not mandatory to do it 3 or 4 times a day, and that's what it would be. Because my dog is not the kind of dog, if I let him outside without a leash, for even a minute, he will be gone.
Yeah. Yeah,
he'll come back
know.
Eventually, but he'll be gone for a little while.
Yeah, he's going to go looking for chicks and stuff like that. Bitches.
Literally, yeah. Well, so we had fun this weekend, right? How much did you talk about the wedding with Chris and PJ?
Well, I think you're actually technically on before PJ, but I did record before you, but that you came on, and PJ told all the good stories about the weekend, about you guys getting pulled over by the cops and everything. So everyone heard that one.
Yeah. I told Chris
the whole weekend. I broke it down. You'll have to listen to it for my assessment, but my overall analysis after all was said and done was that I had a very good time, and I thought it was a very tasteful wedding. And aside from the one slip up Saturday night with the outdoor thing, you know, where it was like 1,000 degrees in humidity at that rehearsal dinner, I thought the weekend was flawless. Everything went perfect. I thought there was no hitches, and I thought Dario looked beautiful, and that you didn't screw up or do anything stupid. And I think that I think everyone had a good time. Michael Popkin told me he had a good time, and I had a good time, and I didn't hear one person complain aside from the heat. Everything was great.
Yeah, and I know that when I listened to your assessment with Chris, you all are the social assassin of bodybuilding, so I will get to hear the unvarnished truth from you. That's
absolutely
for sure. I told Dave, I said, everybody tell me they love the wedding. He's like, they're not trying to tell you it was shitty. He's like, it doesn't matter what they say. Right. They're not going to tell you the truth anyway.
You know, I've told Chris, I didn't even realize, you know, you had such good food at the wedding. And I love buffet style weddings where you can just go up and get what you want, because I don't like being served and then they never give you enough and you can't get
the stuff
you like.
It's slow.
Absolutely. I didn't even know they had the third station there where they were making omelets. I missed that whole station. Never even saw it. Never even went up
there. They had the omelet station with all the different stuff. You know, they even had the little pieces of the filet mignon you could have gotten your omelet.
I know. I just completely missed the whole thing, and it was crazy. But the food was delicious. It was pretty healthy, I have to say. All the meals we had, all 3 days, we had healthy food, and I liked that. And then, you know, if you wanted to eat French toast, you had that too, which I know you ate the French toast, and people probably saw.
I barely beat anything.
I told you, you never eat on your wedding. The wedding people never get to eat anything. We probably missed the whole cocktail hour because we were taking pictures the whole time, so I know you didn't eat anything there. I had a couple glasses of wine. That was about it.
And you were right, Dave. You were right. I got a lot of envelopes, so I didn't mind stopping and people stopping me. Well, they're giving me envelopes, so I was okay with that.
I told you. New Yorkers, you know, people from Florida, Boca, are really a lot of New Yorkers transplanted anyway, give you envelopes.
You're right.
Here's the question. I know, because everyone does this. I'm sure you guys were opening envelopes in the hotel room last night. Did you guys make back more in gifts than it cost you for the wedding?
No, definitely not. No.
Okay.
Definitely not. Not even close. I wish that we did. That would have been great. Not even close.
Well, you know, you didn't have that many people, too, so.
Yeah, very true. We didn't have it. That's what, you know, one of the people on the board was saying that I should have invited, you know, Jeff the producer and I didn't listen yet, but I guess Jimmy and Jeff talked about it on the radio.
Yes, they were insulted.
They were upset that they were not invited. This was a very small wedding, and I'm not talking about them specifically, but there's a lot of people that I would love to invite that it just wasn't, you know, what was less than 100 people altogether, and I only had, what do you think, 10 friends there?
I told Chris, I said, I bet you Aaron's, I know what happened, Aaron's and Darielle, they sat down and they realized, okay, I could have 10 friends, you can have 10 friends, or whatever, 8 friends, whatever it was. And it's very hard. I don't think I could have picked 10 friends without insulting a million people. So the fact that you picked these people, I know there was a lot of people that were insulted that they weren't there. But, you know, you had to make a choice because it was a small wedding. It was a last minute thing. You guys didn't plan it for a year in advance. And, you know, you couldn't afford to spend the money. I guarantee if you would have invited another 20 friends, you probably would have made money, because usually the friends give you better gifts than the relatives do.
Yeah. Well, you know, the truth of the matter is that where we held it was expensive, so it would be tough. You know, just to give you an idea, you know, for that plate, you know, you're spending $200 a person. So
really,
that much? You're gonna get a lot of. That's not including the rehearsal dinner or any of the other stuff that we had. Right. So it would have been tough. Those friends would have had to really, you know, I need to leave Popkin and you and, you know, Solomon. They would get a very nice gift. They can't expect, you know.
Right.
Well, I can't expect like the
Dexy
to throw me, you know, $500. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Nah, you didn't do this for the money. You did it for
because
you had a wedding. If you made a few bucks to put in the bank, then you're ahead of the game anyway.
Right. No, it was great. Absolutely.
Now, obviously, that'll help you, you know, move into your new place. Now, when do you plan on doing that? The moving.
The plan is July 15th, assuming we get the house that we looked at today.
Oh, so you actually like something that you found today?
Yeah, I found one that we really like that it's actually right next to Mike Popkin's house and right next to the gated community right close to where Darielle lives. Obviously a much smaller version of Mike Popkin and Darielle's mom's house. But.
Now, let me ask you this question. Mike Popkin does, all day long, he does foreclosures.
Yeah.
Why don't you see if you can find you a house that's in bank foreclosure that you can just buy?
That's a very good suggestion. You know, when you think about, when you look at the actual cost of renting a house for a year like
this,
the amount of money that you put down is pretty tremendous. You spend it a year.
Yeah, I bet you could probably get something that's in foreclosure that you could buy it right from the bank, you know, for a song and a dance, and I bet it would be beautiful.
Maybe I should talk to Mike about this.
I would definitely do that. And he'd love to find you, because then he would be telling people for the next 25 years that he got you your house that you're living in.
Of course. He would, like, you're right. He would absolutely love to be telling people that. Yeah. Well, that's cool. Good idea.
I had a good time. And like I said, Dariel looked beautiful. And I'm sure she wasn't happy that she was pregnant, but she pulled it off great. You couldn't even tell, really. And
people were shocked. I don't remember who it was that I told that she's 7.5 months pregnant. And I don't remember I don't remember who it was. Anyway, and they were just like blown away. Because she doesn't, you know, the truth of the matter is that she picked a very, very good dress.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful.
Honestly couldn't tell looking at her unless you knew that she was pregnant.
Yeah.
So she looked great. She looked really phenomenal. She was walking down the aisle towards me. This is a moment that me and you have talked about on the radio before. I was really like, wow. Honestly, the thing that I thought was that I'm a very fortunate guy, because she looked radiant, beautiful.
Did it take your breath away?
The whole moment I was trying to like take in the whole moment. You know, like that it's you know, when you're going through something, a lot of times you don't realize when a moment is very significant in your life. You know, so you don't realize it till later. So I was like, you know, I was prepared for the moment, and I took it all in, and it was painful.
My one criticism of the ceremony, because I really loved it, I thought the rabbi was he was rocking back and forth a little too much, which was annoying me. You know, that's like my little Seinfeldish type thing. He actually, in that sense, was like you both rock a little bit the same. But I thought that they should have played the wedding the traditional wedding march when she walked down the aisle. I was a little upset.
Hold on one second. I want to see why we didn't do that.
The harp was great. They had the harp player.
Dave wants to ask, we're on the radio. Dave wants to ask you why there wasn't a wedding march. Here's Dave.
Darielle?
Huh? Hi.
All right. Hi. Yeah, what was with how come you didn't play the traditional wedding march when you walked down the aisle?
Okay, so this is what happened. I really wanted them to play At Last as I walked down the aisle, because that's kind of one of our songs. And you know, these days, I guess people are playing just, you know, contemporary music when they walk down. Mm-hmm. And so we were going to have the DJ just play music, and then my mom wanted to add the harp in, which I told her was not necessary, but would be pretty. And so he said he could play it. And I was actually thinking, I was walking down, I'm like, this does not sound like At Last.
Fucked, because you're supposed to play something very emotionally tugging, you know, when the bride
walks.
Emotional.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was emotional, but the music wasn't, you know.
I probably would have cried if they would have played the wedding march, or even At Last. I probably would have, because I was teared up a little bit. I was, because of the whole emotionality of the thing, but I needed that little push over the edge, and I didn't get it with the song, so. Yeah, that was the only thing I complained about.
I'm sorry, we failed you.
You failed me.
We'll do it again. Did you cry at all over the weekend?
No, I didn't, because I PJ almost got me going, but I needed that wedding march. It's
he
the music.
Everything PJ almost made you.
Well, when he gave this speech and he said that, you know, he was envious of the love that you guys had what happened. I knew what he was saying, and I got it, I thought that was a touching thing for him to say, you know.
So. It wasn't the banging chicks and getting drunk.
No, it was.
I didn't get you. That was a funny speech, but it was nice at the end. He gave a good speech.
And, you know, I would say when you renew your vows, you should play the wedding march again. But you know what? According to the rabbi, and no one caught this. I listened very carefully to what these people say when they were making us. The rabbi explained it this way, that if you truly, you know, embrace what was going on, there would be never a need to renew your vows again, because this day, or the day that you guys got married, should never end. It should always be one continuous day. So
to be relived every day.
Right. And that's, I thought, was a very nice sentiment as well. So I did understand. Yeah. I was listening very intently, and I thought that the rabbi did a very good job.
Oh, good. I'm glad you liked it. Yeah. I know I knew he would do a great job, because, I mean, I've known the rabbi and his family, I mean, since I was very young, but I didn't know exactly what he would put into it as far as all the prayers, and so I kind of started, I was a dazing off, and I'm like trying to follow.
Well, he was reading Aramaic for a little too long, I think, there, when he read the contract. Yeah. He could have probably read half of it, and no one would have known the difference, so might have been a little, he could have shortened that a little bit. That was almost as long as PJ's speech, you know.
It was, but no, it was amazing. I mean, I loved it. And you had fun?
I did. I told Aaron. I said I had a very good time. I hate weddings. I have to be honest with you. I don't like to go to weddings.
Dance?
I danced once with PJ's girlfriend. She made me do some kind of slow dance with her, because PJ was dancing with your sister, because the maid of honor. And other than that, but I had a good time, because usually, like, I go to weddings and they're boring. And then you kind of had like a very contemporary wedding. I thought it was cool. And there was good people at my table to talk to, and the food was excellent, and it went pretty quick. I got to be honest with you, you know.
I was very happy with it. It went by super fast for me, I was warned of that.
When the people visiting, or the people who are going to the wedding, attending the wedding, think it went fast, then that's a good sign. Usually,
that's true. That's true. That means they're having fun.
That's
so.
Right.
Well, I'm glad to hear.
Congratulations again. Put your baka back on.
I will. Bye bye.
Did you dance the horror, Dave? Did you run around in circles with us, huh?
I know. I danced with PJ's girlfriend, Amber. What's her name, Amber?
Amber, yeah. But at first, when we did the horror, when the song started, we went around and around.
I lifted you up in the air. I was one of the guys in the chair when we did the.
I meant when we went around and around. I know you helped.
I didn't do the around and around thing. I don't like circles. I get dizzy. It reminds me of being on a ride at like Adventureland or something like that. You know, Great Adventure.
But you tried to. I saw that you were grimacing horribly and turning purple when you were trying to lift me. You guys could not lift me up.
You were heavy. You're like 260 pounds. I was actually doing better than these other guys were doing, I think. You know?
I couldn't believe that. All these big guys, and they couldn't get me up. No. You got me up, but you couldn't get me
up. We needed six people. Four people's not enough to lift you up in the air.
Everybody was afraid to come help. Yeah. I was like trying to get people to come over. Nobody wanted to come
help. Dan Solomon wasn't anywhere to be found, that's for sure.
No, he disappeared. He disappeared for that.
I think Dan Solomon lost his deal with MD because he came to your wedding, actually, but to tell you the truth.
They wanted exclusivity, but we wouldn't sell it to him.
That's what I heard. Blackman bought the exclusivity from you. I thought he bought it from Dariel's mother, but then I think at the last minute she realized that wouldn't be the right thing to do, so she turned
it
down.
He was only going to give her a weekend contract.
That's right. She wanted a year on it. She wanted a full year.
Exactly.
Oh, boy. Well, I want to thank you once again for inviting me. I had a very good time, and hopefully this will last for the rest of your life, and you'll have your baby soon, and little Singerman's running around, and, you know, who knows what's going to happen moving forward.
By the way, Dave, just for people out there wondering, the RX Muscle Chewbacca, named Chewbacca's Baby Contest is still in full effect, because we do not have a boy's name yet.
Oh, we haven't. Okay, so, and what's the prize that I said I'd be giving away prize, right?
This is what I was thinking, right? I was thinking a weekend when I'm going to be there to come stay at Dave Colombo's house in the guest bedroom for the weekend or for a day, and come to the Heavy Muscle TV show taping in Dave Colombo's Mercedes, get the whole weekend experience. If we choose the name, I should say.
I don't have any part in choosing the name, unfortunately.
To be honest with you, Dariel, mostly Dariel, I've proposed a few names and she doesn't like them. So,
what names did you propose?
Well, you're not going to like it. You don't like anything. So I'm gonna,
tell me.
We like Gavin was one that I kind of liked.
Okay.
But one of the things I run into, and you'll know this, because you know Gavin that I know, is that I a lot of names that I actually like, I know people with those names, and I'm kind of like, oh, I don't want to name it. And like, have me every time I see the kid, I think, this guy, you know, like Gavin, like the kid, like Hunter, I like kind of too. But Hunter is somebody that I know also.
So, well, Lee Labrada named his kid Hunter, I think, right?
Who did?
I think Lee Labrada has a kid named Hunter, doesn't he?
He may. I don't know.
I think he does.
Yeah, that's a good name. I like that name.
Not bad.
the name, my middle name and a family name, a last name, some of the people in my family, Ellis. I kind of think that's an
interesting cool name. I like that.
That's a cool name.
Ellis Singerman. That's very good.
Doesn't that sound good?
It's different. I haven't heard it.
Different, right? Mm-hmm. Do you ever know an Ellis? I don't know any.
No.
Other than people with their last name and my middle name, but I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I like
that. That'll get the kid beat up. I don't think so.
No way. It's not a faggy name.
It's not a faggy name, he says. She says it sounds gay to her.
How about you call him like Rock? Rock Singerman?
How about Rock? Hey, how about the Rock? Rock Singerman. How about Stone?
Stone Cold Singerman.
Stone Cold Singerman. Became him the Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
how about like Harley?
On?
Harley Singerman. Is that like a Jewish
Harley,
name?
Harley. Babe, how about Harley? That could be good.
That's
you
a
might
good
want a weekend at Dave at the Plumbo's house.
That's
you
right.
Never know. I don't usually get it. That could be good. So
I actually like it.
Yeah. That could be good. That could be good. Well, think about that. Harley, babe. Write that one down. Harley Ellis Singerman. By the way, anybody out there cannot use the name of the David Hidden I have just said.
That's right. You got to have your own original names.
Yeah, we need something different. There's got to be somebody with. We got a lot of creative people on that listen to the show and are on the boards. So I can't imagine we can't get some really good.
James will probably come up with the winning name. I believe
we got a lot of really silly names, and we got Bo Quinton. Somebody came up with that was Lewis that came up with Bo Quinton Singerman.
Mm-hmm.
We got a bunch of like goofball names that were funny, and I laughed.
No redneck names. Explain to these people we do not want redneck names. No, nothing.
No, definitely no redneck.
Which usually implies that we don't want two names in one. Bobby Joe, nothing like that.
Yeah. You will not get the weekend at Dave's house with that.
And you'll probably get bonus points if it has some sort of a Jewish meaning. You know, if the name is a Jewish name, it probably will bode better for selection process. But that's not imperative, you know.
I was thinking another possible present or a winner because it will be right at this time. So it will be like coincide perfectly. You tell me, this might be too much of a
problem. What?
A press pass to work with RX Muscle, to work for RX Muscle at the Olympia.
I don't know if we could do that, though. I don't know if we can grant that.
Well, if they'll work.
We hardly get enough press passes for ourselves,
that's
much less.
True. That's true. That's true.
You know. Maybe like, you know, well, maybe they don't want to work first.
That's not a gift, that's a punishment.
That is a punishment. That's a work punishment, work detail, so to speak.
Yeah, you look at Dave yelling at you for days screaming at you by the end, you're like, you fucking suck.
Yeah, but you know what? Some people might actually enjoy that, though. You know, you don't like it, but I bet you people would like to be yelled at by me.
Yeah, there's probably some people out there. Yeah. There's definitely some people out there think it was great. Paul just said, fuck you idiot.
That's right. That's right. Well, all right, next week, we got the Junior Nationals coming up. You and Daria will be coming out there if it's your one-year anniversary where you met. You better have her a nice gift for her because I told you that anniversaries are very important.
You got a suggestion?
I do not have a suggestion.
Don't tell me a bigger wedding ring.
No, I don't know. You got to come up with something original. It's going to be very difficult to do this like 1 week after your wedding. But I guess your official wedding anniversary now is June 10th.
One weekend before our 1 year anniversary.
That's right. So now she gets a double gift, but she actually gets cheated because you don't have to give her such a big gift because the wedding, going forward, in other words, now you have to give her one, but probably in the future you'll only have to buy her one gift. For that same, it'll be like a week long gift almost. You know?
Are you sure? I know you're not really up to speed on etiquette. Are you sure that's true?
It's like when people have a birthday and Christmas that are too close together. Yeah, that's just the way it works out.
Well, there you go. Well, this year at least, I'll think of something.
If anyone can suggest a gift for Aaron to buy Darielle for their 1 year meeting anniversary, you can submit that on the radio show thread as well. I'm sure Aaron will take anything you can get to help him out at this point.
You can get at least part of a t-shirt.
That's right. And then you're going to be in Louisiana covering the following week. I'll be off actually that week, but you will be working.
The Greater Gulf States. It's a brand new pro show in Louisiana at the Landmark Hotel.
Luke Tesevich.
Robert Tesevich put that on. Very, very nice people, and that's my hometown, so they love me over there.
Yeah, that'll be great. And then I'll be at the Hartford Europa the following week in Hartford, Connecticut, and followed by the day after the Hartford is the Bros vs. Pros 11. So that's going to be exciting. The week after that is the Team Universe. I will be at, but you will be at the Tim Gardner Wings of Strength Pro Show.
brand new Chicago Bro Show.
That's in Chicago. So that you're lucky you're going to get to go to Chicago twice within the course of 4 weeks. So.
And I get to go to Louisiana twice. Remember, I was in
New Orleans. That's right. You did, and that's your hometown, so that's going to be good. And then we will be, after that, I will be at the, I think we get a week off, and then we go to the Masters Nationals and then the USA Championship. So.
Yeah, only two shows we're going to the next month, right?
Yeah, and that's a big month. Well, actually, no, I got three months. I think I got three shows in July because I got the Team Universe, the Masters Nationals, and the USA.
Oh, then I got three too. Then you're right. So, I didn't realize that.
It's a big month. It's a big month, and going on. And enjoy your couple of days of honeymoon. And we will see you on Thursday, Aaron. Congratulations to you and Dario.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, we're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, PJ Braun.
This is Heavy Muscle Radio, only on RxMuscle.com.
Myotropics Physique Nutrition is the most exciting supplement company to come along in decades. That's because Myotropics isn't just another company. It's the brainchild of iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Connolly, the inventor of the original body recomposition product that changed the industry and allowed millions of people to get in the best shape of their life. And CEO Vince Andrich, author of the groundbreaking Physique Athlete Guide. Myotropics' flagship product, Physique 2.0, contains their exclusive Meta Effects Amino CD protein compound that maximizes whole body protein economy, your personal linchpin for gaining and retaining the most muscle while also shedding maximum body fat. Plus, Physique 2.0 contains the world's first legitimate fat-burning carbohydrate, Meta Effects FAO-CHO, for full hard muscle and increased fat burn. If you live to develop the ultimate physique, go with Myotropics, real people that live to develop physique nutrition. Go to Myotropics.com. It's your body. It's your art. Master it. Myotropics.com.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power, increase reps, improve muscular endurance, dramatically reduce recovery times, and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.com.
Tad the Diet Coach, contest prep guru for bodybuilding, bikini, physique, and figure. Go to tadthedietcoach.com, an expert on nutrition and exercise science with over 20 years experience in fitness and bodybuilding. Tad the Diet Coach offers a complete scientific and individually focused contest prep or a full off-season plan that is custom tailored for your own unique needs. This kind of diet coaching is a premium coaching service that includes weekly conference calls, individually based diet and supplement plans, specific cardio and workout schedules, and constant contact during the contest prep or off-season process. Tad the Diet Coach, author of the Diet Recipe Cookbook, and also the creator of the Coach's Choice Whey Protein Isolate, which is the absolute best-tasting premier isolate on the market. Tad the Diet Coach will get you to the next level. Go now to tadthedietcoach.com or send an email to info@tadthedietcoach.com.
Out on the edge of fitness and endurance, there's a line. It's where winners and losers are defined. That's the narrow place where Gamma O gives the serious competitor the extra step, that extra kick nobody knew was there. Gamma O raises your testosterone level naturally and legally. So before you step up to the line one more time, be prepared to bring it with Gamma O, the all-natural testosterone booster. Gamma O is available nationwide at General Nutrition Centers or on the web at GammaO.com.
P28 High Protein Bread is the official bread of RX Muscle. Are you looking to incorporate more protein into your meals or just want to enjoy bread again? Then look no further. Try the 100% natural P28 High Protein Bread. P28 High Protein Bread is a formulated revolutionary breakthrough product. Packed with whey protein isolate, 14 grams of protein per slice, 12 grams of carbs, 8 essential amino acids, and made with 100% whole wheat. Fear bread no more. Build a better body with P28. Order today at highproteinbread.com. P28 is also now available at bodybuilding.com and many other retailers. Order now. Highproteinbread.com. P28 Bread. RX Muscle approved.
So are you from Australia, paying far too much for supplements with the inflating whey and amino prices? Why not check out the all-new RX Muscle Australia for the latest Australian and worldwide content and coverage? While you're there, check out Bulk Nutrient Supplement Store, the official supplement store for RX Muscle Australia. You can visit Bulk Nutrients at bulknutrients.com.au, your one-stop shop. And also check out the all-new rxmuscle.com.au. RX Muscle Australia, the truth in Australia. In bodybuilding.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up to the minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Heavy Muscle Radio.
Welcome back to Heavy Muscle Radio. I'm Dave Palumbo on the line now with our next guest calling in from San Diego, California, the one and only PJ Braun.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts. And I'm too sexy for Milan.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, I assume you're on your way back from the Singerman wedding week.
Yeah, I'm actually in the car driving home, thank God, as we speak.
You were there. I thought I was there a long time, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, but you were there like a whole week from starting at Monday.
I was there Monday night till this morning I left.
That's a very good friend. Now, you were the best man. I forgot to mention earlier to Chris Aceto, you were the best man at the ceremony. I know being Aaron's best man has a lot of other responsibilities, specifically making sure he shows up on time to the wedding, babysitting for the few days leading up to the show. Give us a little taste of what this past week has been like for you.
Well, I got in at almost 10 o'clock on Monday night, to which I was greeted with him saying, "You need to hurry up and get your bag immediately, because we have dinner reservations with the guys from Envision Medical."
Right.
And I'm like, "Well, I'm here as fast as I can get, man." It was like my plane got me here. And he's like, "Yeah, but I made these reservations, so we have to hurry up. The sushi place is going to close." I'm like, "You know, I'm dieting, right?" And he's like, "Well, you can eat sushi. There's stuff that you can get. You have a fast metabolism." That's the thing that he says to me every time. I have a fast metabolism. That's his way of justifying that I can go out and do all the bullshit that he does.
Yeah, he wants you to diet like he diets, which is like go to Krispy Kreme donuts and to eat whatever you want, pretty much.
So, meet the guys who are in Vision Medical. I go home, go to bed. Now, I got to train. I got to do everything that I got to do. I get up Tuesday. And
I mean, it's stressful because people got to realize you are getting ready for a show. You're doing the USA Championship. This is not, this is a very important show for you.
Yeah.
And you're with Aaron, who's probably the least disciplined dieter of all time. He eats every meal out at a restaurant. He eats junk food all day long. So much for, and he originally was dieting for his wedding, but that went out the window, obviously, at some point, right?
Oh, yeah. I told him, I go, "You have no excuse to not be dieting when I get there, because I'm dieting." And he's like, "Yeah, that's not going to happen." And I asked him if he could please, I go, "Can you do two simple things for me? Can you get me fish and can you get me chicken? It'd be awesome if you cook it for me, but I'll cook it when I get there. Just have my protein sources in the house. I'll bring my freaking fart." And he did not even do that for me.
Does he even have a refrigerator in his house?
Yeah, he has a nice place.
Oh, but he does have a refrigerator.
Daryl told me that she will prepare, like, healthy food, in bulk. But she said she stopped doing it because, he would eat one thing and the rest would all go bad because he'd, eat out everything.
Yeah. He goes to, IHOP for breakfast. He goes to, McDonald's for lunch. He'll go sushi maybe for, dinner or something like that.
He just doesn't have a taste for, a normal, healthy home-cooked meal. He can't do it, I guess. So I get up. Now, I already decided that I was going to do extra cardio to make up for any kind of, shenanigans that he got me into.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, the week before that, I had done no cardio, and I had taken off, totally strict eating, and kind of just ate what I want and just trained and let my body recover from the show that I had done. But I wanted to get back into it full speed this week. So I got up. Normally I would do maybe 20 to 25 minutes of cardio, but I did 45 minutes every day that I was there. I would get up, do my cardio, answer all my emails, make food, do whatever else, and he'd still be sleeping.
What time would you finish all your stuff?
11 to 12.
All right. He's on my schedule pretty much, especially when you're eating junk food. You have no reason to wake up because you're not hungry in the morning, pretty much.
Yeah.
Now, you just got off. Hold on. Before you continue, you got off doing the NPC Cal State. You took second in the Super Heavies. I know you were not happy with that placing, and you were originally planning on doing the Junior Nationals. What happened at the Cal show, and then what made you change your mind from the juniors?
Well, to be honest with you, the biggest factor that changed my mind from the juniors was Aaron's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of decided a couple weeks in advance that I have the willpower and strength to do it, that going to be down there with Aaron for a week and then going from there to Junior Nationals a week later, the odds of me being my best were definitely not in my favor.
Slim to none, yeah.
You know, and I was talking the idea around with John Lindsay, now that I'm in California. You know, he's the guy out there. And, you know, he felt for me to go, you know, and I agree with him. He was like, if you show up at Junior Nationals, if you took this time off, not your best, it's going to be embarrassing for you. And he's like, I'm not saying that you can't do it. I'm not trying to discredit you. But, you know, to fly across the country, do a wedding, do whatever you got to do, and then fly straight from there to the show, there's a lot could go wrong. And I had already been, like, kind of questioning that. And, you know, I kind of wanted to do Junior Nationals just because it's a show I've never done. I think that there's a lot of prestige that goes along with that show. The guys that win that show, you know, even though you can't turn pro there, they get a lot of respect. And, you know, it was the title that I wanted. So I kind of made up my mind a couple weeks early that I was not going to do that show. And I was just going to put all my focus into the USA's, which was the ultimate show that I was going to be doing anyway. And I'll tell you, for what I did to myself for that Cal show, my body needed a little bit of a break anyway.
What happened at the Cal? I know you were not happy with the way you looked, and you took second. Obviously, it was only two guys in your class, but the idea was to go there and win the show. And I saw pictures of you, you know, a few weeks out, and I was actually very impressed. What went wrong for you?
Well, I started doing the old overanalyzing situation, and you know, I tossed some ideas around with a couple people that I respect. I probably should have just listened to Evan, who told me he thought my idea was a horrible idea.
What was your idea that you just decided to go with?
People had suggested that since I'm going to be competing as a heavyweight one more time this year, that I should do what it took to be a heavyweight at the Cal, win the Cal overall because it's a quote-unquote prestigious show, and then just, you know, put it all into USA's after that. But that really wasn't my original plan. My original plan was to just do this show to requalify. Obviously, I wanted to win, but I didn't want to have to throw off my game plan to do that. So there was really no way, realistically, that I could make heavyweight without having to do something like foolish, I suppose, would be the best term to use. So I decided to start depleting myself, and then rather than taking a traditional carb load, I went to just protein fast, more of like a ketogenic style. And I increased my water, thinking that my body would just start really flushing out.
Right.
And I could do as much of a dramatic weight drop as possible in the last few days. Because I was really, really, I mean, I was posting pictures on Facebook. Everybody could see. I was, you know,
yeah, 30, you look 40, good.
35.
You look good.
And I was taking pictures of myself at night, you know, with water and food and everything else in me. And you could still see the separation in my hams and glutes. And, you know, I knew that for me to be a heavyweight, it was going to be a long process. I'd have to keep sucking down. I knew that even by Junior Nationals, I didn't think I'd be able to be a heavyweight. Yeah. But regardless, let's just say that the Friday before the show, I had sucked myself down to 229.5. And I knew that I was going to have to start hitting the diuretics fairly hard. And I took an extremely aggressive approach with my diuretics. When I weighed in, at 220. It was like just under 226, actually.
Oh, really?
I missed it.
You're that close?
I missed it. Yeah, I missed it by about 3/4 of a pound.
Oh, boy.
And at that point, I just started. I was so, like, empty and flat. There were people that knew me. Chris Cormier was like, damn, P, you look skinny. That was the first thing he said when he saw me. And Kyle Witherspoon was there, and he said the same thing. He was like, man, you are so unbelievably flat. So I started trying to really load myself up, and I had ordered some pancakes. That wasn't working. And interestingly, as soon as I started getting basically just chronic diarrhea, like every half an hour, and I think that I really did a number on my system. I think that I threw my electrolyte balance off so bad.
Probably, yeah.
When I was peeing, my pee was coming out pure clear. And I was going, without exaggeration, every half an hour, pure diarrhea. And I was like, how is so much coming out of me?
Sure. It's coming out of the muscle, getting, probably, yeah.
Then I started getting kind of lightheaded and faint, and I started falling asleep, which anybody that knows me knows I never sleep. I'm a really high-strung person. And my girlfriend Amber would be like, you know, you're falling asleep. And I didn't realize it. And then the cramps started. I started cramping really bad to the point where I was on the ground and I was kind of starting to get scared. And at that point, I knew kind of, I'm sure there's lots of guys that have been in that position before where they've done something like that.
Yeah.
You know, psychologically, you kind of know at that point that you fucked yourself. And it's like, either do I risk my health getting really, really bad, or do I try to just fix this problem? And the pain was starting to get so bad everywhere. So I went and I just got a bunch of salt packets and I just started drinking water and taking in the salt. And, you know, by the time they're prejudging, I looked shitty. I mean, I looked watery, flat. I just didn't look anything like the way I was supposed to look.
Yeah.
You know, for a regional level bodybuilder, I actually still didn't even look that bad. You could just tell that I was really, really, really flat. But I wanted to go on that show and kill that show. And, you know, I actually, after prejudging, I ate burgers and fries for the next three meals. And just for the hell of it, and I drank Gatorade water all day long. I got on the scale before the night show, and I was actually a pound lighter still. That's how much was coming out of me.
Yeah, you were probably, it was like a drain, water going down a drain. You can't stop at a tough point.
So, you know, after the night show, you know, Lee Thompson was the head judge, but Kane Merrill Gundy came up to me. He was sitting next to Lee, and he was like, you know, I saw the pictures of you leading up to the show, and I was like, you know, I was expecting to be impressed. You know, you were big and hard and full and dry, and you didn't look anything like that. He's like, I don't know what you did, but you really messed up. And I said, yeah, I made some foolish decisions. I should have just stuck to my original game plan, and obviously I'll never do that ever again. And, you know,
I think the problem is you're not a heavyweight. You're a super heavyweight. And
yeah.
Even and if you're super heavyweight, you're still a super heavyweight, and you got to stick with what looks best for you.
Yeah. I knew that by the time USA's come around, I felt that I could keep pulling down, pulling back, and then I could make 225. By the time USA's came around, I knew it was going to take a long time, and I knew I was going to have to go through a lot. But I figured, you know, if I did it the right way, which I still believe I can, you know, I should be able to be ridiculously conditioned, but be able to maintain my fullness, because it'll be such a long process rather than trying to rush down. At this show, I only had 8 weeks.
Right. So you're still trying to get down to heavyweight for USA championships?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that the heavyweight class is a very, very wide open class. And this is part of the reason why I kind of held myself back a little bit this offseason. I was really disappointed that I decided to take a year off and watch a national show that had guys that didn't impress me at all in that class. Including a guy who I've beaten a couple times, placing right up towards the top. So because of that, I said, you know what, I know I can do this one more time. And I can take a smarter approach to it and take a longer process. I don't mind dieting. I'll diet the whole year if it's going to be beneficial to me in the end. So that was my plan. I still believe that I can do it, you know, and hopefully I prove that right at USA's. But I knew that this wasn't going to be something I could do in a 12-16-week diet.
Sure. Well,
at the same time, I had to get my qualification in, which I accomplished in kitty fashion at this show. So I guess that's silver lining to it. I was going to compete weekend of Aaron's wedding. That was the way I designed everything.
Yeah.
And I, you know, he decided to get married that weekend. I was like, oh man, this screws me up. And you know how I am, because you know I'm a pretty, you know, anal planner. That totally messed up my plan. So I had to be ready, you know, a few weeks earlier than I wanted to for this show.
So basically, you know, basically the whole debacle is because of Aaron Singerman. Aaron fucked up your whole contest.
I mean, you know, we joke about it, but I didn't know what else I could do, because I didn't know where else I would requalify. And we were looking at a calendar and without like flying across the country, you know, and doing something somewhere else, which didn't really seem to make sense. You know, I had to do it. Yeah, the rules are rules. You got to requalify. Well,
You are requalified. You'll be competing at the USA Championships, and I'm sure you'll be your best there. Let's go back to the Aaron Singerman wedding for a second. And so you basically spent the whole week with him. I'm sure you met him, and you went to all his places. What highlights would you say leading up before I actually saw you guys on Friday? What was the highlights of leading up for Aaron's preparation for the wedding festivities?
Well, we actually only went to the gym together once, and he didn't even train with me. I wanted him to do. I have a volume day for legs that really cripples people, and I've crippled some power lifters that are three times stronger than me just because of the pace, the volume. And I really, really wanted him to do it. I wanted to make a video with him doing it with me. I thought it would have been hilarious.
He doesn't train legs.
But he apparently has tendonitis in his knee.
He doesn't train legs. Come on, you know that.
I was like, "Fish what?" So he said, "I will videotape Timbo, his buddy Timbo, training with you." So, you know, because of the video, I went at an even faster pace.
Right.
And Timbo started puking all over the place. And it kind of ruined the video at that point. And then he actually couldn't even go on. And Aaron was like, "Well, what do you want to do?" And I was like, "Honestly, just film them puking. It'll be a funny video. And I don't need to make a video right now. I just want to, I'm more concerned with getting my workout in." And we went to the Powerhouse in Tampa, which is a pretty good gym.
Great gym.
Aaron Stern trains there. And Lee Norton was there training, and I believe that on occasion Ben Bukowski trains in there.
Mm-hmm.
They had a bunch of WWE wrestlers. A very good gym. I like that gym. I actually liked Tampa. We went, what else did we really do while we were there? We went for massages. This was pretty funny.
Did you go for happy ending massages, or you went for real massages?
No. We went for real massages. Actually, the worst massage I've ever had. We went to one of those massage envy places where you know, you're not going to get anybody that's all that good there.
No.
But, his buddy, I think, took like three saunas.
Oh my god, muscle relaxants. And, yeah.
And he took some GHB as well. Why you would ever do that before a massage is?
You probably didn't even remember the massage.
they couldn't wake him up at the end, and they were scared. And Aaron was in there. They had to like shake him and stuff to get him to wake up. He was in like a deep sleep. My kid's a moron, man. So then the next day, now this is probably the story that people are going to want to hear. The next day, we drive from Tampa to Boca, which is a 4-hour drive, right?
Mm.
And Aaron is a horrible driver. Tim is, for lack of a better word, idiot. So I was like, "I'm driving the whole way. I'll get sick to my stomach if Aaron drives." So we're driving in the middle of the night.
Aaron is a terrible driver, by the way. I've driven
him before. You know what? He slams on the brakes for no reason, and he doesn't look where he's going.
He has no idea where he's going. He's always almost getting into accidents, right?
Yes. It's extremely frustrating to be in a car.
He's too busy texting. I have a rule. I don't text on my iPhone when I'm driving because it's very dangerous because you got to look at the screen because there's no buttons.
Yeah.
And he's always almost getting himself killed because of that.
So I'm like, I will drive. No big deal. So we're halfway there, and we're in this part of the journey that's just a really long stretch of nothing but just monstrous bugs that were exploding all over the windshield, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no signs for speed limits. It's a straight road. It looked like a highway. So I'm going 60, 65.
Right.
And all of a sudden I see the police lights, right?
Oh,
so I'm
boy.
I'm like, great, fantastic. Just what we need. Now, his buddy Timbo, who's just a complete maniac, has been smoking marijuana in the back seat the whole entire time.
Oh, my God. Did it smell the car?
Well, you know, I was assuming that it had to. I know that when we actually, got out of the car, I actually smelled my clothes. I could smell it on myself.
Oh,
so
shit.
I'm assuming the smell was pretty strong. I mean, the kid didn't just have like a couple pops of smoking continuously, you know?
Oh boy. What happened?
So we get pulled over. The guy comes to my window, and the guy is not dressed like a regular police officer. He's got like, you know, army gear on, you know, combat boots, a vest that had all kinds of crap on it. And I swear, in all honesty, that he had a camera fixed on his shoulder and an earpiece, and he asked for everybody's ID, and he didn't even ask me anything. He just asked me to get out of the car.
Were you guys on, like, TV? Was this, like, for some TV show, cop TV show?
I was wondering if they were filming something for Cops or something. I didn't know, right? So He's like, I need everybody's ID, and I need you to step out of the car. So I'm like, looking back at these guys, like, please don't do anything stupid, you know?
Yeah,
especially
yeah.
The kid in the back seat. So I get out of the car.
This could have been this could have been almost a movie, you know, because this sounds like The Hangover or something like that, you know?
Yes, yes. So I get out of the car, and I walk back to the truck where he wanted me.
Yeah.
Now he's questioning me. Where are you going? Why are you going there? Blah, 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 blah. You know how they do. And while this was going on, another car pulls up.
Oh, boy.
And then another car pulls up.
And you obviously have marijuana in the car, obviously.
Yeah, so okay. I'm already pretty scared and thinking you better handle this very, very well. Because Timbo has marijuana on him in the back seat, and it smells like marijuana in the car.
Right.
Now I'm thinking to myself, all they need is probable cause, smell of marijuana, they can do whatever they want with their car.
Right.
And I didn't know what else was going to be in the car, but I did know that there was more than just marijuana in the car.
I
did not know that apparently Timbo had put a giant thing of GHB in my cooler.
Oh my God.
I had all my meals in.
That's like a controlled one substance, I think, too.
Yeah. Now I would have been really, really freaked out, along with the somas and everything else. But,
yeah. Oh,
and painkillers and stuff. So now the guy starts asking me, are you a professional bodybuilder, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
I'm not a professional bodybuilder.
Is he saying it in a demeaning way, or is he saying it like in a fan way?
No, he's saying it in like a fan way.
Oh, okay.
And then the other guy comes over, and he's like, look at the size of this son of a bitch, like that.
Oh, that's
and
a good sign.
He says, are you a pro bodybuilder? He's like, this guy over here bodybuilds. And there's like a guy that's like squatting around the car. He's a younger guy, but you can tell, you know, he's been working out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you should send him over here. I'll give him some tips. You know, like trying to do.
Right, you're trying to schmooze. Like, schmoozing, yeah.
So the guy's like, yeah, he's like, I don't know if I've seen you around before. He's like, you look familiar. And I'm like, well, I don't know if you follow, how much you follow bodybuilding. I've done a lot. You know, I've been in, you know, a bunch of magazines. I do a lot with RX Muscle. And he goes, RX Muscle. That's Palumbo's site.
I go,
yes, it is. And he goes, oh, he's a pioneer. He's been doing it for a long time. He's like, you guys are all work for RX Muscle? And I said, actually, the guy in the passenger seat is basically, you know, Dave's right-hand man. He goes all over the place with Dave. And he was like, oh, cool. And he's like, you guys make good money doing that? And I'm like,
no.
Yeah, we do okay, you know. And then it kind of like shifts in a more positive direction. I'm like, okay, let's just keep working this angle.
So I'm helping you out at this point, pretty much.
Yeah.
Dave Palumbo, is I got some mileage with the cops here, right?
So I'm feeling a little bit more confident until I look over and I see idiot Tim opening the back door of the car. And motioning for the young kid to come over to the car.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what is this freaking kid doing? Now my heart started racing.
Right.
I'm picturing like a cloud of marijuana going out. You know? Apparently, Timbo, who's super, super friendly,
yeah,
and is also pretty well built himself, wanted to talk to the kid. He could tell that the kid worked out and wanted to talk to him about bodybuilding.
Was Tim stoned? Like, was he like really fucked up? Like, you know? Or
Oh, yeah.
Boy.
So now I'm freaked out. I'm like, we're all going to get arrested.
Yeah.
How am I going to play in the stereo? I cannot believe that, once again, for doing nothing, I'm going to wind up being in the position of getting in trouble. So now the guy goes, well, you know, all your licenses check out clean. He's like, now, you know, just to let you know what's going on here, this is the drug unit, county that we're in. He's like, you know, a lot of people run things through this area, and we do a lot of routine stops. Like, you happen to be speeding, so we can stop you anyway. He's like, you have any firearms in the car? I said, no, sir. He's like, you have any drugs in the car? I said, no, sir.
Right.
He goes, any dead bodies? And he smiled. I go, no dead bodies. He goes, well, then, I'm assuming you wouldn't mind if we just searched the car real quick.
Oh,
and I was like, without hesitation, I said, you know what, man? His fiance is really, really mad. And his wedding is this weekend, and she just wants us home. And I'd prefer if we could just get away because we're late as it is. And the guy goes, all right. He's like, have a safe ride home.
Wow.
And he's like, have fun at the wedding. And I was like, oh, my God. So I get in the car, and I was like, I'm start driving away. And I'm like, that was absolutely terrifying. I start telling the story. And I'm like, Timbo, do you realize that you would how much trouble you would have been in just now? And he's like, well, you know, Timbo's a Southerner.
Yeah.
He's like, actually, you would have been in probably more trouble than anybody.
You all would have been in trouble. That was the best. That's the best wedding gift Aaron got all weekend. Was that?
Yeah. I go, why would I be in trouble? And he goes, there's a big old thing of GHB in your bag that I put in there to keep it cool when we were. And I was like, what the fuck? And I go, you would have to say that it was yours. I go, I'll tell you right now, I would sell you out real fast for doing that. Because I did not know about that. I'm like, we just got so lucky.
You all would have been fucked because it would have been in on the whole thing together. Unless,
oh man, it was yeah. It's ridiculous. So that wow. was probably the crazy thing. No, we get God. In we get into Boca, it's like 1 a.m, and now at this point, I just wanted to go to bed. And then the next day, Aaron had to go do stuff with Dariel. I think they were like house hunting or something like that.
Oh, that's right. Because so, they're trying to move down to Boca. Is that right?
Yes, they will be moving down there from what I understand. I went to Busybodies, I think is it called, where Darren Charles trains.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
It was pretty decent. It was good. You know, it was decent. I guess it was more than I expected for the area. I trained there, and it rained every single day of the trip, so I didn't get to enjoy the beach once.
I almost went to the beach on Sunday, but I opted out. Actually, on Saturday. Oh, no, Sunday I almost went to the beach. Saturday, but yeah, I opted Sunday, out, yeah.
Sunday was actually nice, but we were trapped
in the wedding.
Hellacious, hot inferno of a the wedding party all morning. I actually went in the pool, actually, after that to cool off a little
Did
bit.
Did you really? You went after the wedding, you went to the pool? Now, I have to ask you something, because I'm not going to go through the whole wedding. I went through it a little bit with Chris, but there were some highlights of the wedding in my mind. And the highlights of the wedding all somehow featured you in some way, or shape, or form. When we had everyone had a walk in. We were all, I guess I was in the wedding party, you were in the wedding party, the big sexy was in the wedding party. And we had a walk-in with a girl. I guess they paired us up with girls and the bridesmaids. And when you walked in, you decided to put Darielle's sister, who was the bride of maid of honor, and you were the best man, you decided to put her on your shoulder and walk in. Yep. But evidently you had a problem when you did that. Well, what went wrong?
As soon as I bent down, and you know, I just bought the suit. You know, when do I ever need a suit? You know what I mean?
And it looked good on you, too. It looked like it was made for you. You know?
Yeah, I was happy with it. I'll tell you, when I bent down, you know, we decided, you know, we'll put her on my shoulder. I heard the sound, the tearing sound, and I said, "Don't let that be my pants." And then I felt the cool air, like on the bottom of my ass. I don't wear underwear.
That's right.
And I was like, "Oh no!" And I had no idea how big it was, because at this point, she's up on my shoulder. I just knew that my pants were split in the back, and I'm like, "Oh, it's a good thing I don't get embarrassed easily."
No, you do definitely don't.
But it only started ripping worse and worse, actually, as time went by. And apparently, by the end of the wedding, my whole ass, the whole right side of my ass, was exposed. Well,
that's a good sign. At least you know your legs are getting bigger, right?
Yes, I guess you could look at it like
now,
that.
The funny thing was, Aaron tried to come over and duct tape the pants, which I told him you're wasting your time with. So I figured you would walk around with your sport jacket on, your suit jacket on the whole time, because that kind of covered your butt. But you decided to just take the jacket off and just walk around and, you know, air your butt out for the whole wedding to see for the entire night.
Yeah, at that point, I figured, why not? You know, I mean, I'm in a room with a bunch of old Jewish people.
Yeah.
Why not just shake things up a little bit and freak everybody out a little bit?
And speaking of old Jewish people, you gave the I guess the best man speech, they call it, or the toast. Mm-hmm. And it was probably the longest one I've ever heard, although I was very entertained, I must admit, because PJ, you're good with stories, because you get all the details down. You never forget anything, which I kind of am a little envious of, because I can't remember details at all. And you actually, there was one point in the speech where Michael Popkin, my friend from kindergarten, who's Jewish, almost, him and Dan Solomon almost choked themselves. They were laughing so hard, because you mentioned something about the Jews. Do you remember what the comment you made was? I don't want to blow it.
I think it was probably when I was talking about. I'm assuming you're talking about when I did the whole thing, because I knew that Aaron was going to be wondering where I was going with that, about my childhood friend that was Jewish.
That's right. That's right. Yes. Tell that.
And you know, so my childhood friend Eric Mesh, he was our Jew friend.
which you were kind enough to say during the speech, right?
Yes. So Eric Mesh, we grew up together, and on our senior year, on New Year's, he decided, when everybody was drunk on New Year's, to come out of the closet. And everyone freaked out. They couldn't handle it. And nobody actually wanted to associate with him anymore. And this was a kid that we were friends with for years. And so I didn't even hear. I thought it was actually kind of funny.
Right, that he was a Jewish gay guy, yeah.
Yeah, so at the time, he said to me, you know, I was still hanging out with him, and he goes, you don't hate me like everybody else because I'm gay? And I said, no, I hate you because you're Jewish.
That's right. That was the line. That was Dan Solomon almost fell down off his chair. Michael Popkin was laughing hysterically, you know. I thought that was a great punchline. And you pulled it off good. Well, you didn't even stutter.
When people that see me and Aaron together that may not, you know, understand like my humor and the fact that Aaron understands my humor, you know, I consistently bust your balls about being Jewish, but in all reality I can care less that he's Jewish.
Of course,
it's just
no.
something to mess with him about, you know.
I heard you cut out of the speech a line where you were gonna talk about throwing the Jews in the oven or something like that.
Is that what Aaron told me? Definitely not.
I told Michael Popkin he thought that you blew the best line. He thought that was a better one that you could have thrown in the speech.
He told me, I said, can I make some like mild like racial like stereotypes that I think will be funny? And he's like, nothing with Hitler. I was like, I'm not going to do anything with Hitler. I'm like, I'm not that much of a dick. I said, I didn't want to actually reference myself and kind of come up with something where I could reference myself with Schindler.
Right.
I thought would have been kind of funny.
Oh, that's
but,
right.
He said he felt that some of the older Jews may have taken that a little bit offensively.
Meanwhile, Aaron, when he did the off-topic radio show years ago, had Hitler as his like as the icon for the show. So I mean,
he should
be giving advice. And the final, there was three highlights. That was the second highlight. The third highlight I thought for you was when you sang that love song to Aaron. What was the song you sung?
Oh, I sang "Boys to Men." I'll make love to you.
Now, where did that? Was that spontaneous or was that planned?
No, it was spontaneous. I don't know. I mean, I can't drink and I can't eat anything good. I figure I might as well just make a jackass of myself for fun.
So PJ, all 250 pounds, and was up there with his ass cheeks hanging out because his pants were split. And he gets the microphone, and I don't know what he's going to do at this point. And all of a sudden, he starts bursting out into this like love song to Aaron. It was so gay that it was so. I was laughing so hard.
You know what was hysterical was that Aaron's mother and Jerry L's mother both said to me, they were like, "Wow, we didn't know that you were a singer." I was like, "I'm not. I was just messing around." And they were like, "That was fantastic." And Aaron was saying that Jerry L's mom was like, "PJ was such a great entertainer. I didn't know that he was going to do all that
stuff."
Oh, my
God.
Funny.
Well, after you did that, I think they got all the singers in the wedding got jealous, and then Darielle and her kooky aunt, or whoever that girl was had to sing a song, too, I noticed.
Yeah, they did. The aunt, I believe, was like a singing teacher, I think.
Oh, really? I thought your song was actually better, so...
Thank you. I enjoyed
it more. Well, the wedding was a memorable affair, that's for sure, and not one I will soon forget. I'm sure not one that you will soon forget, because you've been traumatized for over a week with the Singerman tribe down there. So I guess, are you and Aaron going to be split apart till the USA, or are you guys going to have a little secret meeting before then?
Man, I really don't want to go anywhere for a while after this trip. This trip broke me. I mean, it was the most expensive thing I've done in so long. I'm thinking about the things I could have done with the money that I spent on this trip.
Yeah.
It makes me more upset. So I'm planning on staying home for a while.
You don't. You know what? You have to sometimes make sacrifices, and obviously Aaron's a good friend of yours and of mine, and so it was worth it. And hopefully, if you ever get married, now he owes you big time, so he's going to have to give it back to you.
Yeah, definitely.
But the chances of you getting married are probably about as good as the chance of me getting married at this point. So
You never know.
That's true. You do never know. All right, so we're going to see PJ Braun at the USA Championships the end of July. And obviously catch him every week on Iron Empire Radio with Aaron Singerman. PJ, it's a pleasure to talk to you on the radio. And obviously it was a great weekend to hang out with you and get to spend a little time.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to do anything with you in a while,
but
another good thing that came out of it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, PJ, go get back to work. I'm back to work, and we'll talk.
Thank you, dude.
That was the one and only PJ Braun. He will be competing at the USA Championships, and I guess this whole radio show today was really dedicated to the Aaron Singerman wedding. It was the Aaron Singerman wedding show is what it was. Aside from the fact that we previewed a little bit, the fact that we're going to be at the Junior National Championships this coming weekend in Chicago, Illinois. Other than that, Aaron getting married was the highlight of the week. And that's a big highlight. Hopefully it'll be the only highlight of his life in sense of getting married. You know, hopefully it'll be a one-time deal, not like me screwing up the first time. And he has his baby being born in 2 months. So he's got a lot of excitement going on in the year 2012. That'll be a big year for him, hopefully. Or looks like it is going to be. And I wish him the best of luck. He's a great guy. And I'm proud to say that he works for me and does some great stuff for us. But his little vacation's over come Thursday when we get to Chicago. He'll be working his ass off again. So I want to thank personally Darielle and Aaron for inviting me to the wedding. And congratulations. And I wish you the best in your life and in the future. And hopefully I'll be a part of your life for a long time to come. And I'd like to thank PJ Braun for stopping by. Until next week, remember, with Heavy Muscle Radio, the truth hurts.
Heavy Muscle Radio is a presentation of RxMuscle.com, the truth in bodybuilding. Tune in next week at the same time for another round with Dave Palumbo only on Heavy Muscle Radio.